Coast News today.
All right, the top of my head is blowing off right now. There's just so much insane, important news that we're going to be going to on this Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 transmission. Now, Mike Benz, with all these new Epstein documents coming out and the publicly available documents, has broken down the fact that Epstein was working with the CIA running a secret fleet of aircraft all over the world running guns, drugs, money, human trafficking, you name it. And a lot of you tuning in right now go, yeah, we've heard you say this for 18 years, that it was about aircraft, money laundering, drug dealing, human trafficking. And they've limited it all by only focusing on these women, a lot of which were actually gotten when they were kids by him out of Europe, like 10 years old on average, bought, it's on record, and then trained to be sex operative controllers. But that was only one part of the thing. And we can have the archivist, in fact, have him do it. Just only have him pull up like 20 clips. Just 20 going back in the last 10 years. I mean, explaining that he ran a fleet of wide-body aircraft. I mean, we're talking passenger liner jets, but transport jets full of weapons, drugs, you name it. And that's what he did for the CIA and for Bill Barr. Now, I knew all of this because of Terry Reid, who was confirmed to be the second in command under the extremely, you know, famous CIA drug pilot, Mr. Seal, Barry Seal. And I interviewed Mr. Reid dozens of times, including for one of my documentary films. Which one is that? It's at the end of America Destroyed by Design, my first film, 1997. The interview was in 96. The point is, he explained how they had this whole secret thing of aircraft, not just in MENA. They were bringing drugs in there, and that they were then getting weapons and shipping them out to destabilize the Middle East. And he wrote the best-selling book, even though it was underground, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. So when I got up at 4 a.m. this morning and saw that Mike Benz broke this last night, it was like being hit by a thunderbolt, because I already know all this, except now we have the new information of what's happened in the 30 years since I got on the story. So simply amazing. I can back all of this up. We've got to dig up Terry Reid interviews. Of course, they killed Barry Seal. And Clinton, of course, was the governor and the bag man down there. You got Epstein in New York. And that's what they're really covering up in these files. People have been seeing them all covered up when there's no women or anything involved. It's just business stuff's all covered up. And then Trump's like, well, there's a lot of people that didn't do anything wrong. We don't want to make them look bad, because, like I told you when Trump first got reelected, I said the CIA came to him. And they said, it's time you be read in on this. This is our MI6 operation with MI6 and Mossad. Goes back to Iran-Contra, that Bill Barr was the manager of at the CIA. Then he became attorney general twice, an incredibly young age the first time. And, of course, he worked for Bill Barr, his dad, Epstein, who wrote books about raping children and how fun it is. I'm not kidding. So, and he ran a big girls' school that Epstein worked at. Space Relations is the name of the book. So it's a slave colony of slave children that the aliens rape. Just the point is that this is what Trump has inherited. And then I keep telling you for years, it's about the fleet of planes, it's about the guns, it's about the drugs, it's about the CIA. Shut up, Jones, you don't know anything. And now it's all come out. And that's what Trump's protecting. Trump hadn't been sticking his wiener in 14-year-old girls, okay? But he did go along with the CIA to cover this up. It's not going to get covered up. Everybody already knows. All right, that's just one of the big stories. One of the big stories. I mean, it's insane. I got dozens of them, but two other huge ones. Stay with me.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Oh, God, I'm scared now. These people really think, like, threatening me scares me. You don't know I didn't already know this. It's why I'm coming after you. I'm a warrior. I come from good people that built this country. You're not dealing with all the trash and scum you come from. You're dealing with a Texan, bitch. And there's still some of us left. And we crush snakes under our heels. You got the tiger by the tail. You've got the problem. I am the detonator of the revolution you see around you, and you know it. And my work has just begun. So fill your hand.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You want a war? You've got a war. You've been attacking me and been enjoying yourself in your arrogant perch that you're part of the power structure at Invincible. You are scum. You are losers. You are retarded gremlins that fed on this country when she was asleep. Well, she ain't asleep now, bitch. So let me tell you about the real mafia of populism. Let me tell you about real power that comes from real people with real guts and real bones and real morals. If you think hurting and attacking people like me and the American people that are now awake will make us go away, please continue, and you will continue to find out.
We've only begun to fight. And like a boa constrictor, we're wrapped around them, and they think they got us, we got them. And we're just squeezing and squeezing. And we get stronger and you get weaker. So you just believe your little MSNBC bubble. You just stay in your little bubble. You just wear your little virtual reality goggles and just live in your little fantasy land all you want. But while you're doing that, we are moving and we've just begun to move. And if you think you're in trouble now, you haven't even begun to run into the next wave that gets here in about a year. You think you can discredit, remove Trump, and stop us? That's hilarious. You think you can take our purity and get us to attack Trump and get him out of the way for you? That's a symbol of how good we are and how strong we are. Now we're not going away. You see our purity as weakness. No, it's our strength.
Second one stolen. It is Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. Well, we have three gigantor, really exclusive stories for you today because we have documents, information, eyewitnesses, whistleblowers, all confirmed. And then I have depth on several of these stories going back decades. And the actual whistleblowers I interviewed at the time that have now been totally vindicated over and over again. One of the big ones, the big one, is Mike Benz, the great researcher and Trump administration former official, digging through all the Epstein documents coming out and all the business stuff they're trying to black out and discovering that Lex Wexner, the real money man, behind Epstein was running a fleet that Epstein then was in command of aircraft worldwide, running guns, drugs, and human trafficking. Interfacing with DynCorp that was doing it as well. Interfacing with NATO and Interpol that are huge, with all the women and children being kidnapped out of Eastern Europe and trafficked around the world. That was even mainstream news back at the time that was going on at an industrial scale. And so that's what they've been trying to cover up in the Epstein files. The girls are, and the human trafficking is only one level of it. And why that's important is I interviewed Terry Reed, who is second in command of one of the main CIA operations flying cocaine into MENA and other areas, with Barry Seal. This has all even come out in congressional hearings. He wrote the book Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. And I also interviewed big DEA whistleblowers. I interviewed military officers, Green Berets, people that worked high level on the staff of Governor Clinton. It was Green Beret who'd first been assigned to the drug running operation down there in Central South America. And so I can verify what's already verified in these documents from what's already on record. And so, yeah, the Mossad was involved and MI6 was involved because they're all locked at the hip. But Epstein was CIA first and foremost. That's why you always saw him wearing American flag shirts and American flag pins, even when he was in Israel, because he wanted to identify, oh, I'm at the top of the food chain. And let's get it straight. The CIA is at the top of the food chain. So, of course, he wore all the other hats as well, and his father-in-law, he never married her, but was essentially Robert Maxwell, was the head of Mossad International Operations and was buried with those honors, the Mount of Olives, and had an Israeli prime minister there on the tarmac when his coffin was delivered. So he took over that arm of the intelligence business there as well. And that's what any real guy moving into spymaster does, is they're triple agents. They're sitting at high-level management positions in multiple agencies. Like Bill Barr ran as a very young man as a liaison to Herbert Walker Bush, that was really running it covertly under Reagan's nose. Reagan didn't know much of what was going on. That's been declassified. And Bill Barr was very young but was running the CIA operation, at least the reporting on it, and the control of that one operation that they were doing, another operation they told Reagan they were doing, Iran-Contra, all of it. So then he's, the youngest attorney general ever. They install him, and they bring him back again when he's old. It's just simply incredible. So I'm going to go through all of that, and the clips and the documents and all of it, and it's got the first big resettlement of Somalis by George Herbert Walker Bush. And everything that unfolded there. So simply incredible. And what's even more interesting is, and I asked Drew to call the archivist. Archivist isn't here in Austin. He's in another state. Does a great job. Don't make it 30 minutes long. Just give me 5 minutes. The listeners have all heard it 1,000 times, but give me 5 minutes on, find something 5 years ago. Don't go back too far. That becomes a hassle. But now with the AI, we can search it faster. Just go back 5 years ago with me saying it's really about a fleet of aircraft, money laundering, weapons dealing, and human trafficking, and he's CIA. And then just get me a few clips up until a month ago. I know I said it again last week. But the point is that that's what this is. And this is just one of the aircraft fleets they had. So there you go. That's what's being covered up. We'll be getting to all the details on that. Then there's this interesting stack right here. See this? I got the receipts. And I'm only pointing this out because when I get to my next story, you need to listen to me. My religion is getting it right. My religion is telling you the truth because God is truth. And if I ain't telling the truth, I'm not close to God. When I get things wrong, I literally seethe with anger, okay? Which isn't that often, but I get things wrong. With a lot of the stuff being thrown up out there as disinformation that feels very emotional and feels like you're on the right side, You have to go research it for yourself and learn you're being deceived. And understand that I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to do the research, what I believe is going on with something, no matter where it leads me. And I am funded and financed by you. If you like the work I'm doing, you support me at theolivestonestore.com. That's who funds this operation. That's who is behind it. But I'll say what I'm going to do, and I'm going to report the truth if it gets me killed or put in prison. I cannot be bought. I cannot be pushed around. I cannot be bullied. I cannot give up, but I could give out. I need your support, theolivestonestore.com. So, on record, September 16th, that is 5-6 days after Charlie Kirk is dead. There's the date right there for you. And I came out and I said, there are accomplices. We know there's accomplices. And I have sources that the FBI is blocking an investigation into that. Then I get calls from the White House a few days later asking, how do you know that? Because, yeah, there was just a meeting with Tulsi Gabbard, the vice president, Cash Patel. He yells at her and tells her, you don't get involved in my intelligence. And again, I'll go over all this in great detail coming up. A month after I break that, it comes out in the news, October 31st. Oh, that indeed that did happen, and that Patel's defending himself, saying she shouldn't be involved in domestic intelligence. That office was passed so that you could oversee the 16 intelligence agencies, including the FBI's intelligence unit, and make sure they're coordinating information internationally and domestic so it, things don't get fall through the cracks like 9/11. Yeah, right. But Gabbard's actually using the office for good, and it's now been confirmed that happened. So Cash Patel is actively covering up, looking at domestic and foreign help to kill Charlie Kirk. And I've been saying since 6 days after he died, we broke that. And I've been beating it up one side down the other, saying this is important. This is proven. And a month later, it was all confirmed. And the people in the White House I talked to, two different ones, they were scared. They just said, no, we're giving you this because we're scared. And then I had other sources confirming, indeed, that was happening. So I stuck my neck out there again, put it out. Didn't stick my neck out because I didn't know if it was true. Stuck my neck out because this is dangerous. And then a month later, it's all confirmed. Now, why is that important? It's because of what just broke. It's this information. Again, it breaks in late October about the meeting, exactly as I said, exactly who I said was in the meeting. Word for word. And that Cash Patel is trying to not have an investigation into the 10 people that said he'll be dead when he comes to town in a few days. He'll be dead when he comes to town tomorrow. And all the obvious people there as a diversion on the ground, saying they shot Charlie, I've got the gun, I did it, to divert away, and saying, oh, I did it so he could get away. And them cheering him, saying, great job. Some reportedly heard, great job, Tyler. I mean, yeah, that's the crowd. You see him jumping up. I mean, they were there to see the kill. You don't think the FBI people didn't have that chatter picked up and didn't know that, and the discords and all of it? He shows up in his trans tie and laughing, smiling, proud of himself. Oh, but he wasn't involved. No, no, no. So now we have this. This is on Sean Ryan's show. Well-known, respected, retired Delta Force operator Mike Glover says days after Kirk's killed, high-level CIA, right up near the top, that briefs President Trump, calls him and says, we know there's foreign involvement, and we've been blocked by Cash Patel, just like Gabbard said. Now, some of you will say, wait a minute, well, you're saying Candace Owens is right. She's saying it's foreign involvement. Yeah. And then when we look into the foreign involvement, we have to focus on what's real, and what's provable. Not, oh, this random guy that's been investigated and soon it's going to be breaking his so-called military record. But he says, oh, I'm at this secret base and I get into this skiff that you can't even get into without a bunch of swipe cards. And there's 12 colonels and they're all there. And there's the head of TPUSA security, and here's, and later he remembers, oh, and Erica Kirk was there too. He didn't remember that at first. He sends a letter to Candace with a fake name at first, and later comes out with his real name. And he says, I saw this congressman there, and I saw the head of TPUSA security there. And then it turns out the congressman was there in Congress by 11 a.m. Eastern, which in September is a three-hour difference, and it's impossible in less than an hour to get from Arizona to Washington, D.C., and the guy's got his, the congressman's got his records that he flew from Nevada, his district, on the 8th. He's like, this is crazy to the public. He releases the information, and the Candace people go out and get screenshots of him later in the day and say, oh, here he is at 2 o'clock, he's a liar. You can go on C-SPAN. We went back. There he is at 11 a.m. Which makes it 8 a.m. And I'll show you the math. I'll show you ChatGPT and Grok. We fed it the numbers in case you can't calculate it. They weren't at a secret meeting. There wasn't a secret meeting. Just randomly pick a congressman. Just randomly pick somebody. Make them the villain. Have your anonymous source and the DNS official source. And then when it blows up in your face, you go, I just ask questions. When it all implicates and goes with the story of TPUSA assassinating Charlie Kirk. Meanwhile, you got the guy that first broke that Kash Patel is covering up foreign involvement and domestic involvement. I mean, this is not just potential. This is for, this is like, they got it. And he's like, you're not allowed to be involved in domestic stuff, which they are. And that's her office, not the CIA. She's above it. And I don't want your information. That was the scandal on September 16th when I broke it from real people in the cabinet meeting. That's real stuff, not this guy. When you look him up as this huge, completely schizophrenic sounding, you know, lunatic trail of BS about other stuff. No, see, when I say there's a meeting, and when I say he doesn't want to look at foreign intelligence or domestic, and it comes out exactly like I say, because it's true. It's not, I'm on Fort Huachuca, and I go to secret skiff base, and they're all there planning. And I just remembered, Erica Kirk was there too. And then it's like, you're covering up foreign involvement, Jones. You son of a bitch, you got paid off. You're just covering up for the FBI. Yeah, I'm just the one breaking it. When I had two people that were in the meeting, there's only about 20-something in there, because they already heard me saying, obviously, there was domestic help. Look at all these people. This is domestic. They're like, oh, no, and it's foreign, too, and domestic. And it's, and I'm like, why aren't you going to do it yourself? I'm scared. See, this is what disinformation is all about. Because while we're running around with Egyptian planes and imaginary Fort Huachuca stuff that you can easily verify is not true. Oh, look, it's 2:45 and he's in D.C. Yeah, and it's 11 a.m. too. Got him walking in and talking on TV with in front of everybody. 11 a.m. is 8 a.m. there. Well, he had a teleportation device. The congressman. He just said, beam me up, Scotty, and the Enterprise beamed him up to space and then down to D.C. And I'm going to show you the video, show you the timestamps, show it all. But it'll take time, and you'll have to actually be able to add 2+2 and stuff if you're... I'll just say it. Candace Owens is the new queen of black-pilled Q. It was white-pilled, insane Q that thought everything was fine, and get your popcorn. And now the dark Q has risen. I don't say that because she's black. You know, it's like Fuentes goes, Jones is more hardcore now. He's dark Jones. Dark Knight, Dark, you know, Dark Spider-Man. No, it's literally Dark Q. I dub her the Queen of Dark Q, the Empress of Dark Q. You got the QAnon, you got the, you know, BlueAnon, you now have Candace on. And I'm just like, wow, Egyptian planes, let me go look into it. Bunch of bull. Okay. Fort Huachuca, you know, mass, assassination operation planning. Go look into it. Easily verifiable horse shit. And I'm supposed to then go, well, what she's doing is popular. So I love her ring race, her acolytes, her camp followers, her Praetorian Guard. They all came out and said, Jones can't read a room. I mean, look, he's getting ratioed by people that are saying he's full of crap and covering stuff up. He works for Israel. Yeah, a lie goes halfway around the world, for the truth puts its pants on, but the truth wins in the end. It's, I'll be right as always, you'll be wrong as always. So good. I'm the trend setter, not the trend follower. I'm pointing the way. And I'm going to now, just because you don't like it, everything she says and does, I'm going to rip it to pieces. And now I'm going back and looking at stuff, because I liked her before, nice lady, you know, said some fun stuff, whatever. I haven't really been paying attention to the soap opera world. Now I'm looking and I'm like, oh my God, that's pure crap. Oh my God, that's pure bull. Oh my God, that's a deception. But it's always, oh, just asking questions. No, it's all, oh, they killed him. I mean, that's what it looks like. Oh, I didn't really say that though. Oh, they're just meeting in Fort Huachuca, you know, and all the surrogates. Yeah, to kill. Oh, and when the stuff falls apart, I didn't say they were planning anything there. They were just, you know, playing a game of frisbee golf down there. And it's like, you're covering up the foreign involvement, Jones. And I've been, since day one, hitting it on the mark, saying Kash Patel is covering up White House sources. Here's the meeting. Here's what was said. Here's what was done. Literally sticking my head in a lion's mouth for myself and you and everybody else. Nailing it like Luke Skywalker blowing up the Death Star, baby. Be like I was playing darts and I threw 6 darts right in the bullseye. Tiger Woods, 18 holes, hole in one. People are like, we don't care about record of being right. We don't care about proof. We care about you're bad covering up for Israel. We're good. And so we say this congressman was at the assassination meeting, even though he's on C-SPAN at 11 a.m. and voting and speaking, which is 8 a.m. at the assassination command base. And the poor had a TP USA security. He lives in Dallas. Most of them do. They're all first laughing about this. Oh, 11:40, you're flying out to Salt Lake City. Well, you could have easily, you know, been already out there and then flown over there. And sure, he's got his ticket that he, you know, flew in the day before to Dallas. But in between that time, he went out there to plan the thing. And it's just like, I'm talking to these people. They're like, should we release, like, our home footage and our neighbors and everybody and, like, you know, all of it, and get the airport to show the footage. And I'm like, yeah, I said, just get it. It's time to fry. It's time to just go full on with these people. And we're just going to show you everything she lies about, everything she does, point, 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 point. Every time she sticks her snapping turtle head up with that intel husband of hers over there, that lord, the redcoats will not destroy America. The British Empire and Starmer are targeting Trump. I've got your ass. I've got you, redcoat.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12th, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at TheAlexShowStore.com and at Funzer Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at TheAlexShowStore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexShowStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I sat down in the front seat. He turned on the radio. And them sad old songs coming out of them speakers were solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white pale when he asked me for a light. And I knew there was something strange about this ride.
He said,
Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings? He said, boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long haul.
All right, so I got a little fired up there cause I keep track of the globalists and their high-level operatives and their major movements. I don't scan enough what's going on in our supposed camp. And, of course, that's where they're going to infiltrate. That's where they're going to hit us. And now that I've dug into this, I've looked at the way that we're getting hit and how it's all coordinated and operated. And I'm just, the last 24 hours, I went, oh, my God, and did a super deep dive in the last 24 hours. And I was just like, the results in my mind came back, and it was just, boom, we got a problem. And I'll explain it all coming up after Mark Mitchell leaves us about 45 minutes into the hour two today on the latest polling, what's happening, can Trump turn this around, and more. But understand how all these big stories tie together today. And I'm going to go through them each in detail and play the videos and things I talked about and show you the exhibits. I was told 5-6 days after Kirk was killed that in the White House meeting with Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, Patel, and a bunch of other people, that he was yelling at her saying, you know, we're not looking at foreign or domestic accomplices. And they're like, we have this information. And he said, I'm not taking it. And I broke that information, and it came out a month later. Now, I've been hammering that because that's where we've got their ass. And we have the individual saying they shot Kirk in the crowd. They said as a diversion, and they're known Democrat operatives, deep staters. Actually, first worked for George Herbert Walker Bush, this guy did. I'll get to his name and all that stuff for you. But then you have retired Delta Force operator Mike Glover says a current high-level CIA official contacted him and asked him if he had any connections in the Bureau because the FBI is not cooperating in the Charlie Kirk assassination and shut down all investigations into foreign countries within 48 hours of the assassination. To keep it simple and to the point, you're being lied to, and it's a massive cover-up operation taking place. Now, we're going to get to that and all of this, and when I first said it, how I first laid it out, and why it's so important. Now, then you've got all the Mike Benz information that is completely tied to everything here and what's really going on and who the players are and who the nest is. And it's always the same, Bill Barr. It's always the same, John Brennan. It's always the same, the Clintons and Obama. That's the CIA nest. They're all CIA. And it's all come out what they did and how they ran it. And now these new Epstein documents tied to public documents that Benz is so good at tying together, it's open and shut that Lex Wexner was high-level CIA and the boss with Bill Barr over Epstein. And Epstein ran this giant multinational secret air force for the CIA. I'm talking jumbo jets, not just big jets. Weapons, drugs, money laundering, everything. And that's what Benz doesn't play games. He's nailing it with the receipts. And then I just so happened to have the whole backstory and interview the people that used to fly the airplanes, like Terry Reid. And I interviewed many times Gary Webb, who they killed, the Dark Alliance journalist. So it's not like I'm just saying this today. Where our coverage is getting it. You've heard me 1,000 times in the last years explain it's CIA at the top with MI6 Mossad involved, running different operations. He wore all the hats. Epstein. And just like the guy he replaced, his father-in-law, Robert Maxwell, he had to be gotten rid of. And then Trump was never involved in any of the sex with underage people, any of that. But he did decide to go along with the CIA in the cover-up for national security. And I told you that when he was president-elect. And Roger told me that. And I've confronted Roger on air nicely. And he said, yeah, it's true. That's what I've been told. And who do you think told him? So I know what went on. I've shown the proof. And you see how they turn around and stab Trump in the back. And what did I tell you is going to be in these recycled files? There's just all the different rumors, news articles, Jane Doe lawsuits. It'll be the recycled 5 Jane Doe Trump rape allegations where it turned out the women didn't even exist. It was law firms. Remember, we already went through this in 2016, 17, and in 2020. And that's why Trump's pissed, because he said it's a hoax, meaning what they're doing to him is a hoax. Trump, you've got to release the CIA stuff. It's already coming out. You got to explain what they did. And you're going to have to prosecute Bill Barr and all of them that we know in 2020 was running around with Fannie Willis and Letitia James and all them meeting at the Biden White House in 2021, 2022, getting your ass indicted. So how many times did I tell you that would be in there? and it'll be the recycled Jane Doe. It'll be the same thing again. But this is what it's like when you've actually done your homework. This is what it's like when you know all this backwards and forwards. Unbelievable. Absolutely incredible. So let's do the Mike Benz thing first, okay? And then I'll hit the order to not investigate domestic or foreign accomplices with evidence of domestic and foreign accomplices open and shut, particularly the domestic, which is obviously tied to the foreign. They just use leftist NGOs and discords as their mind control nudging operation. And that's why he was all on all those drugs and being handled by all these people, why he's so proud of himself showing up in his trans flag tie, looking like a complete demon. I don't know if he was the actual shooter, but he thinks he was. And the reason that stuff, that confession reads like ChatGPT is because it's to get his boyfriend / girlfriend an alibi that he wasn't involved. That's what this is all about. And he's told you that as an alibi, but really it's a confession by his handlers. Who were the handlers? Well, Cash Patel also, once the investigation ended and did, into crooks being helped in Pennsylvania. Getting a picture now here? It's the same FBI, the same CIA. It didn't get reformed. So here's Mike Benz talking about the documents, and you know, it's all published, it's all posted. I also reposted this on X at Rolox Jones. We're doing an article on InfoWars with it. And the government documents, the public documents, the Epstein documents, how it all ties together with this fleet of aircraft worldwide, money laundering, weapon shipments, you name it. And then later it ties into Fast and Furious, millions of guns out of the U.S. into Mexico to be sent to ISIS, to overthrow Syria. Same story, just later in the timeline. So let's go to Mike Benz talking about the money laundering and drug running, and then go to the next clip. Here it is.
Jeffrey Epstein negotiated the fucking contract to move the CIA's proprietary airliner, Southern Air Transport, which was busted running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. He personally was the authorized signatory on the deal with Southern Air Transport to move it to a military base in Columbus, Ohio, to service the Limited. Hey, any of you guys got any bright ideas about how you would go about, in 1994, convincing the Central Intelligence Agency to move its proprietary CIA airline used for covert operations, based in Miami, to fucking up and move its entire operation to fucking Columbus, Ohio, just to service your personal company instead of the CIA? What do you think he cold called the CIA? You think he just schmoozed the CIA? Or is it because he was handling Adnan Khashoggi's money during Iran-Contra that purchased the guns that Southern Air Transport a decade earlier was moving? Jeffrey Epstein negotiated the fucking contract to move the CIA's proprietary airliner, Southern Air Transport, which was busted running drugs and guns during Iran-Contra. He personally was the authorized signatory on the deal with Southern Air Transport to move it to a military base in Columbus, Ohio, to service the Limited. Hey.
And we've got more clips of him getting to all this. You may have a duplicate. Grab the others. But looking at all this, also a clip of George W. Bush, talking about all this, George Herbert Walker Bush. And then it's got the whole angle with the Somalis, the first airlift of Somalis by that transport system into those areas of Ohio and then Minnesota. And you've got Leslie Wexner, and he's published these documents involved in all of it, working with the CIA. And it's all the same story over and over and over again. And here's the book. We've got a copy of it somewhere around the office. I couldn't find it. Here's just the cover of it. We got off Amazon. The confluence of Iran-Contra and Whitewater. Compromise. Clinton, Bush, and the CIA. Central Intelligence Agency. From Yuma, Arkansas to the White House. How the presidency was co-opted by the CIA. Terry Reid and John Cummings. Interviewed him dozens of times. Guys, I think it's... Is it Police State 1 or is it in America's Way by Design? Just type in Alex Jones interviews Terry Reid, CIA. It's like there's a couple hour-long interviews, but the film's like a 10-minute snippet. We need that. But the point is it's just amazing. And it's all tied into what's happening today. So think about how big that is. Think about what a big deal that is. And that's what they're trying to cover up. That's what they don't want known. And a lot more. Money laundering, buying off politicians, buying off key regulators, buying off the heads of universities, particularly in science. You want money, you want sex, you want whatever, we got it. Lex Wexner giving him billions and billions and billions, sometimes a month. Billions going through Epstein's bank accounts a month. He was just the conduit. He was just the bag man. He was just the manager. And that's why they've been covering it up. It's a desperate game the Democrats are playing with all these documents because as more and more comes out, it just implicates them. But salted in are the Jane Does. Yeah, totally unrelated, says Mike Benz. Here's Ghislaine Maxwell bragging about flying a Black Hawk helicopter in Colombia and firing rockets at guerrillas and pics of her with Colombian president in 2000 who bought 30 Black Hawk helicopters from Bill Clinton admin. Yeah, it's all CIA, folks. / Mossad, / MI6. That's what it is. Now, here's the receipts. Here I am on September 16th of this year, 6 days after Charlie Kirk is dead, saying specifically they're covering up accomplices, and then a day later I specifically go into the video and break down how they are blocking an investigation of accomplices domestically and foreign with Tulsi Gabbard in the meetings. And then we've got myself in early October, mid-October, late October, going through all of it. And I know you've heard me talk about it probably 1,000 times since then, because that's the big elephant in the room. That's the smoking gun. Here's a September 16th clip. And then we'll go to the October 30th clip. Alex Jones told you in September the FBI and DOJ are going with lone Charlie Kirk sniper story. So go ahead and play those clips. There's even more detailed ones that you've all seen right now. And I got it from high-level White House sources, and I confirmed with others that were there, that they said, we don't want accomplices. This wasn't Trump. I mean, people at the White House heard this when they were having DOJ meetings. We're going with the lone gunman. We're not really going after the accomplices because Trump had said, I want the Trantifa. I want the six trannies that said Charlie be dead tomorrow. I want them SWAT teamed. I want them arrested. And the word went out, no, we're not doing what the big guy wants as usual. We're going with this story and that. And then 2 days after I came out with that, Kash Patel comes out and says, oh, no, we're looking at all the angles, and we're looking at multiple shooters. And Dan Bongino, I sent you guys a clip. I didn't see it on my list. It's like a 15-minute clip. Pull that up for me. I'll send it again if you don't have it. I shouldn't see it on my list. Or just go to X and type in. Bongino says they're looking at the crowd helping the shooter. Well, you say you want a conspiracy. Yeah. They're like, yay, yay, cheering. They're not scared when it happens. Two people say they killed him and said we did it as a diversion for the shooter. Yeah, there's your conspiracy right there. And it's crickets on that. Absolute, total, and complete crickets. So, yeah, it doesn't look like a cover-up. It is a cover-up. A cover-up of what? I'm not exactly sure. And maybe it was Netanyahu. If we find out, we'll report it. And I predict. All right, so that was September 22nd. Here I am, September 16th, 6 days after Charlie's killed, just figuring it out for myself. Then I get the calls. You just saw me talking about that. And I said, why don't you guys do this? One of them is a very well-known journalist who was there. They said, oh, too dangerous. You want to do it, you can do it. And, of course, it was accurate information. And my point is, all these other people that have these nebulous people with fake backgrounds, that's coming out soon. I'm not going to break it. Other people got the info that's going to come out. We've already debunked all the other stuff that, you know, Candace is putting out. And then everybody spins it. Oh, you're covering up that others were involved. No, I'm going and investigating these claims. I mean, why wouldn't I? Egyptian planes, secret, you know, kill Charlie meeting in Arizona at a military base, Fort Huachuca the day before. I mean, I said, I'm going to go investigate this. And then I go investigate it. And it's total crap and totally disprovable with people in different states and on C-SPAN. And then the Candace Owens people go, oh, look, the congressman is at 2 o'clock on C-SPAN in the hearing. He could have gotten back. And we went and looked at the hearing, and there he is at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. at that time of year in Arizona, while they said that the meeting was going on. And I just wonder, like, are these people paid to be deceptive? These so-called influencers and camp followers of Owens? Or do they get committed to a narrative that don't want to be proven wrong and so make stuff up? You didn't think people would just go back on C-SPAN to when the hearing started and there he is? The congressman you guys just decided to, oh, and he's in the meeting too. He's involved. You know, just like we don't exist, like we're just pawns. Just, oh, let's just say this guy's involved. Let's just pick a congressman, throw him in there. You know, some random person says it. Oh, Candace isn't saying it. This random guy who isn't who he says he is. First, he's an alias. And we're just supposed to say, we're listening to him. Not the guy that told you first about the White House meeting with Patel shutting down any investigation of foreign or domestic, later totally confirmed word for word. Don't listen to somebody that absolutely nails it. Listen to someone that puts out disinfo after disinfo and then hopes you don't look at the last disinfo when they launch the new disinfo. And then I finally researched because I've been busy, and I was like, oh my God, this looks professional. This is very professionally done, disinfo. And what's it do? Targets Trump, targets TPUSA, undermines the Trump admin while you take out the guy getting Trump elected, getting millions and millions of young people registered to vote. That's how you do it. If you're Keir Starmer and the NATO group wanting to stop Trump. Yeah. And a lot's going to be coming out. You jump the sharky warky. But I'm not the one that's breaking all this other stuff, so I'm not going to tell you about it. But in a couple days, and after Christmas, you know, did you know presents come after Christmas too? Old Keir Starmer. We beat you guys in 1776, and we're going to beat you again. Go to the intro clip from me on September 16th. With the left, they're openly terrorist, calling for violence, engaging in violence, and when they break the law, they need to be absolutely prosecuted to the full extent of it. And if I don't start seeing serious arrests, and I mean within days, I am going absolutely ape against Pam Bondi, Cash Patel, and Dan Bongino. If I don't see some action to protect the American people, then you are aiding and abetting. I've seen a bunch of foot dragging on everything else. And I know they've been blocking your appointments and suing you and everything you do. And I understand you've got an uphill battle.
Some stuff there. But again, that's me 6 days after saying there's obviously accomplices. They're all over the place. Here they are in the crowd everywhere. And then I get calls like, yeah, you're right. He actually came in here and they're shutting it down. So I haven't even gotten to the Delta Force guy. Highly decorated, super respected. You know, a real soldier, not a stolen valor person that crawled out from under a rock. Saying high-level CIA came to him and said they're covering up foreign involvement. We have proof. Because there's some good people in there, too. That's coming up. And then Mark Mitchell's coming on. And then I'm going to go into the C-SPAN footage. The congressman, they say, was at the big powwow, a big assassination summit at Fort Huachuca with Erica Kirk and all the rest of it. They added on later. They've added new people. They can do it anytime. I bet they'll say I was there next. And we're just going to show you the timestamp, show you it's impossible for them to, you know, and then I'm going to move on from this. But everybody keeps asking me to look into this. Everybody keeps saying, oh, you need to look at these things. So I went and looked at it. It's total horse crap. And then Candace turns around and says, oh, I've shown, I'm compromised. I've shown who I, oh, really? Who do I work for, lady? Did you come out and break the story that Cash Patel ordered a cover up of foreign and domestic killing of Kirk? Have you been hammering it every day? Did what you say, was it exactly true inside the White House? No. Because you're not real. So, I welcome all of your minions attacking me. I love it. Because I'm Alexander Emmerich Jones, and I know how to research, and I've got the sources, and I tell the truth. And I'm not going to have the murder of Charlie Kirk hung around Trump's neck when it's obviously a deep state operation. And I'm not going to have a bunch of innocent people implicated in something with ridiculous, flimsy, easily disproven crap. And then you think I'm going to just sit here and go, oh, well, this is popular with people, so I'm just going to go along with this delusion. I've never done that. I've been accused of that by the Democrats. I'm not the conspiracy theorist. I'm an analyst. I'm a futurist. I'm a pioneer. I'm a researcher. I'm an American. I'm a Texan. I'm a father. I'm a Christian. And I will not sit here and lie to my audience and go along with a bunch of horse crap. Cash Patel ordered investigation shut down into foreign involvement that they confirmed killing him. We need to know what that information is to bring those to justice and stop this. But what do I get from her and her camp? I'm trying to cover up the killers. No, you created fake rabbit trails into total horse manure to shoot up smoke screens. But I see through your smoke. I see through stone and flesh. Hour number two, straight ahead. Share the live feeds now. I'm challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams, that's a daily serving per gummy, huge container of them, such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Alex Jones, patriot, a man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life, but they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology, we have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man, better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster, louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Mark Mitchell, the top pollster in the world, on the real numbers, where Trump's at, the key trends, his advice to the president, is he following it? That's coming up. I didn't plug last hour because I was so upset and focused on all this incredible news that I've just begun to get into. After he leaves, we'll get back into the real enchilada on all this and the proof that these people that they're saying are at the secret meeting weren't there. And they're just ignoring that and obfuscating, and I'm pissed off. And it looks really, really, really bad to me. So that's coming up. But let me tell you about this. Our sponsor, Bigly, and the products they have at theyellowshipstore.com are whatever the highest source, best quality, highest rated products are. We go out and private label them, and in some cases, soup them up and make them even better. So we did a year ago a survey, what do listeners want? And you wanted methylene blue, you wanted beef tallow that Kennedy talks about, which I know is great for cooking, and is so much better for you than seed oils. And you wanted high-quality Shilajit. We brought you all the best. They've sourced the best. This is so heavy. This is so huge. Tiny little scoop of this with whatever you're cooking makes it taste so great, whether it's potatoes, whether it's eggs, whatever you're cooking. Beef tallow is so delicious. This is concentrated beef tallow, private label from the top ones in the country. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients. Unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage, beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber today and then lock in a bigger discount. Cancel anytime for free at alexjonesstore.com. 100% pure concentrated beef fat, packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K to support hormone health and fuels your brain with clean energy. No industrial processing used by humans for centuries, thousands of years. No additives, preservatives, or GMO garbage. High smoke point to promote various cooking methods like frying, roasting, and baking without releasing toxic fumes or free radicals. Rich, clean flavor. Compare that to seed oils. Ultra-processed oils from GMO seeds made in factories using chemical extraction and refining. Virtually zero nutrients, gums up your whole body, linked to obesity, heart issues, and chronic illnesses. Disrupts hormones, full of omega-6 polyunsaturated fatty acids, which promote inflammation. Turn toxic when exposed to high heat, which is what people do. That's the seed oils. Beef tallow has been all the rage. It's what the listeners asked for. We've got the best for you right now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. And separately, creatine of the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligram gummies, huge container of them. Not just good for your muscles, which is documented on record. They say creatine is the ultimate supplement. I don't agree with that. It's one of the best. I think methylene blue would be it. But everybody says it's the most performing. It's best. But it's the brain. Look into neurological studies, Alzheimer's, you name it. It's so good for young people, old people. Everybody needs it. We've got it, two flavors, TheAlexJonesStore.com. And it's your funding of this operation that makes it all possible. I need your support. Notice, I'm banned on YouTube. I'm banned in all these places still that Candace Owens is allowed to operate on and all the rest of it. You know, oh, but she's the outsider and I'm the establishment now. I am funded by you. I am supported by you. And I'm battling the Democrat Party law firms that have been trying to shut us down, and we've been winning thanks to your support. But it takes money to fight this war. So don't wait. Get our creatine gummies. Get the new incredible beef tallow. Just as amazing or more is the bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks from cow's milk is the ultimate combo of super nutrients. You name it, for your immune system, your clarity, your focus, your hair, your skin, your nails. It's crazy. These are the best products. These are amazing. They will change your life. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything there, become a VIP. $30 a month. Cancel anytime for free. The minute you become a VIP in your profile, you get $40 to spend instantly, making $10. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything at TheAlexJonesStore.com, become a VIP. Cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for standing with us. We'll never back down, never give in, but we could give out without your support. So you are the reason we're still here, and I thank you and salute you for it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right. Mark Mitchell coming up, ahead of Rasmussen polling in 60 seconds. You don't want to miss this critical intel. You want over-the-horizon information? You want tomorrow's news today? That's the guests we have on, the men and women that are right consistently. And Mark Mitchell's right up there at the top.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Into hour number two of this live Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025 transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This operation is funded and empowered by you, the listeners and viewers, at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, Mark Mitchell, out of the hundreds of big polling companies, is recognized by everybody in the top two or three pollsters most as the best. And it's because of his wide-ranging background and corporate executive and so many other levels that he has a very unique way of approaching it. And the last few cycles, he's always been extremely accurate. He's been uncannily dead on. So you ask what type of guests we have on, people that are consistently right. It's really a simple philosophy, isn't it? Just like I told you into silver and gold 2 years ago, got out of it for 14 years, said get out at the top. I said get back in. What happened? We do our homework. We want to be accurate. We're not always. Mark Mitchell, VP Director of Polling Operations. Mark Mitchell has a diverse background with experience in operations, finance, venture capital, private equity, with a strong foundation in mechanical engineering. Mark has held leadership positions in various notable companies such as Walmart, e-commerce, Jet.com, and JPMorgan Chase. Rasmussen Reports is a nonpartisan independent electronic data company specializing in the collection and publication of public opinion polling information at Honest Pollster on X and RasmussenReports.com. So he sent me a lot of key stuff. New polls, polls that haven't been seen yet, he'll be revealing. I'll try to give him the floor until he's here, until about 40 after. But my first big question is this. I guess I try to understand this, and I've got a basic understanding, but I use the helter-skelter analogy. I'm coming down fast, but I'm miles above you. If the Democrats jumped out of the airplane, and they've already dropped a few thousand feet, we jump out skydiving. They're below us, but Trump's been falling too. And you showed these trend lines before anybody else did about 5-6 months ago. And, of course, the White House saw the show 3 weeks ago or so and had you up to brief the president, the VP, and Susie Wiles and others. And we did see some course correction literally in that speech he gave last week. Stop saying you fixed it. Point out you've turned some of it around, but it takes time. So it's very encouraging, to see that they're listening. And then I'm seeing some numbers that it may be correcting some. But how does it affect things to have the Democrats, the lowest approval rating ever, continues to drop, breaking new records, and the lowest fundraising record ever? So there's a paradox there. To me, the people are pissed. They're revolutionary. They want change now. They want scalps. They want justice. Trump's not doing it fast enough. The messaging's been off. Too elitist. Yeah. He's changing that now, getting more populist, as you recommended. But then how does the free fall of Democrats affect that? And then how does that shake out? I know it's an eternity to the midterms, but just projecting out on current trend lines, Mark Mitchell, and then just go where you want to go.
Yeah, it's really hard to predict what's going to happen less than a year from now. I think we're in the 315 to 20 range number of days until the midterms. And it's, the polling is really close. First off, I would say for Trump approval, it's not terrible. It's been oscillating back and forth between about net negative 4 and net negative 10. It's at negative 10 today. It'll probably come back up. It puts him in about the vicinity of Obama 1 and Obama 2 at this point in his term. So is that good? No. Is it horrible? No, it's nowhere near as bad as Joe Biden's was. You would hope that it was higher considering how popular his agenda was. Almost everything that Trump ran on was in the 50s or 60s% agreement. And so also we've been asking people, is Donald Trump doing enough of what he promised or too much of what he promised? And voters by almost a 2-to-1 margin say that he's not doing enough of what he promised. And especially younger voters, half of Gen Z says Trump is not doing enough of what he promised. It's only about roughly 20% who say he's doing too much. So the problem is that Trump is not doing enough. And you've heard a lot of people say that. Well, we've proven it numerically. But the polling that might be more important, the generic ballot, if the election were held today, would you vote for a Democrat candidate or a Republican candidate? It's a Democrat win. It's Democrat plus 3 the last time we polled it. And we're right in the middle of where basically everybody else is at this point in time. There's a margin of error, so it could be closer to the Republican side, in which case on a national House popular vote level, you're looking at like a complete deadlock. Or it could be more in the Democrats' favor. And a lot depends on what happens between now and then. The Democrats are insane. They could do something ridiculous and everybody comes out and votes for Republicans. There could be exogenous shocks that make everybody puke about Republican governance and all of a sudden the Democrats have a blue wave. But what's important to point out is that they don't have a blue wave right now. And also with a Democrat House popular vote win, it's not, it's going to be close. And we're talking about counting individual seats. There's probably going to be electioneering problems. And then you still have this gerrymandering fight, which is still indeterminate. And so it's impossible to look forward right now in November and say if the Republicans or Democrats are going to win. Statistically speaking, the Democrats should win. But also, I think we're in different times. And there's no way to predict what enthusiasm will bring for next year. And so when I went to the White House, the message was, well, with a really popular agenda and with a somewhat popular Trump approval rating, we should be doing better. Republicans probably could win this thing. Maybe this is the one that breaks this cycle of the pendulum swinging back and forth because we don't have this Kabuki Theater red team, blue team stuff anymore.
And we are in the fourth turning. And as you predicted, and I predicted without the polling, running Elon out, devastating, mishandling yep. Epstein, devastating,
devastating.
Patel blocking any investigation into the leftist accomplices, and we didn't even know who they are. We know he blocked it. That gave rise to not trusting. I mean, there's a trust issue here. If they just indicted a bunch of deep state people, that's the number one thing. I don't even hear about inflation. That's secondary. People want justice. They want to be the rebels.
Yes.
They want to see victory. They want revolution.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we've seen it. They love Doge. Republicans captured the youth zeitgeist. And I hate to focus entirely on the youth, but what we are looking at is a political realignment that comes from the youth rebelling, like you said, from the fourth turning. They are shaking off the oppressive values of their elders. And we've seen it play out on your show. I talked about Israel. It's going to increasingly play out among other things, especially the economy. So Republicans captured the youth zeitgeist with Doge, and then they proceeded to basically sideline Doge, and Trump went from a 60% approval rating to a 40% approval rating among under 40 voters. Now Mamdani's got a 60% plus approval rating. That's just what happens. But they want arrests more than everybody, and like you said, this is about institutional trust. And this is one of the ones, like, main problems that I think the Trump administration is wrestling with, and it was the key of the message that I delivered there. We had that big show, like, right after the trip that we did on your channel. I think it really went into what my thoughts were. But what I laid out was Republicans need to be seen as actually being capable of governing. They actually have to have an alternative to this default position with youth voters, which is democratic socialism. And they kind of don't. Trump's fighting the Republicans. The Republicans are doing nothing. They don't really sound like they have a forward-looking plan for the future. And most of the policies and fixes they come out with look like it was like sort of last-minute dog ate my homework kind of garbage. I mean, just the health care plan from Republicans is ridiculous, with probably the hundreds of millions of dollars they spend on health care think tankery in Washington, D.C. The best you could come up with is pretty much just the Democrat plan, but also the bankers get a cut. Like, not really good. But for Trump, I said, all right, the two two-prong approach I would do is like lay out a plan forward where Republicans and the Trump administration can work together and not say mission accomplished, not point to the stock market and say we're already there, but to say, you know what, the problems are too big and they're systemic. What the youth want to see is attacks to the systemic entrenched interests that are strangling the American economy, that are ruining our government. It's literally just a 1-2 punch, right? We got economic populism, actual economic populism that will go after things like the entrenched oligarchs, the corporatism, the wealth inequality, and lay out a plan. Charlie Kirk had a pretty good plan. It was a good core of what you would do and say, hey, this is the new values of the Republican Party. We're going to do this better than Democrats. We see you. This is what you want. And then the other, brutal, visible reform of the government. Since that last show that I did with you, Alex, we had a pullback that I think is just absolutely incredible. And I told Trump, you know, the FBI raided your house. Everybody thought they were the Gestapo. And when you just put Cash Patel in charge of the Gestapo, it's still the Gestapo. But when you have Republicans take over government, what you'll see generally is that Republicans will then trust the system more. And when Democrats take over, the Democrats trust the system more. And that cycle is kind of broken now. Just 2 weeks ago, we had a poll where we asked America, do government agencies like the FBI and the CIA need major reform? And 83% of Trump voters said yes. This is the Trump administration, and 83% of Trump voters said yes. And so I think this goes with the corporations as well. When you have
what was the exact headline on that at RasmussenReports.com? I want to pull that up.
Yeah, let me try and find it while I'm talking. But I mean, this is like, this is the trend with everybody.
I don't need to be a super pollster like you. I talk to the public. That's what I'm telling you. Beyond secondarily, they want affordability. And then Trump makes dumb things like affordability is a hoax. But number one, they go, we want indictments. We want action. We want it now. And it's great. We got tax cuts and all that stuff's great. But I just wish that the boomers up there, nothing against them, who still think that this is the old days, know. I keep hammering it like you're doing. 88% of Republicans don't trust the FBI and all these people. That's good. And again, that shows these institutions can't just circle the wagons and hope this all blows over. They've got to be reformed or there's going to be a real revolution. And like you said, the left believes that's going to happen. They're going to try to tip it into everything will be free with Democrat socialism. That's what they've got to set up for with the Great Reset. The globalists have said around the world, we know that it's crashing. It's the end of a cycle. We're going to go into a high-tech technocracy communism system. And that's what we're opposing. And Trump knows that. He needs to telegraph that.
I can't agree with you more. We are playing a big game of musical chairs, and the music is stopping, and everybody is scrambling for that last chair. That's the future for the next 5 years. So the headline of that one is November 25th. Most voters see the U.S. government as corrupt. And, there it is, right? Like, the problem is that these numbers keep ratcheting higher and higher and higher. Only 30% trusted the federal government going into this election, and so this election was a referendum on government trust. It wasn't a referendum on Kamala Harris. She's kind of irrelevant. But then out of that question set, we also asked, in general, how corrupt is the federal government? 44% say very corrupt. Another 36% say somewhat. So that's 80%. That's a bad number. And only 3% say not at all corrupt. And it's across all age brackets, and it's across all racial demographics, all genders. And, the Democrats think the government's more corrupt now than the Republicans do. And these are people who worship the federal government, the Biden strong approvers.
Well, let me make a point about this just real fast. I'm not trying to wrap myself into this.
Yeah.
When Todd Blanche, who really is the attorney general, Democrat lawyer, found out that Ed Martin contacted me because we have all the documents open and shut, CIA, under Obama, DOJ, Comey ran a national security operation on me from 2013 until Trump got in this time. I just found out about it. To the FBI's credit, they send me the documents, and we make a big deal about it. And then Ed Martin calls up and says, that's my job. I'm going to start investigations. And it wasn't just what you heard about, folks. It was quite a few things that went on. Blanche freaks out, calls him in, chews him out, threatens to fire him, don't talk to Alex Jones anymore, and then goes on ABC News and everywhere and says, Alex Jones is fringe. He doesn't deserve an investigation. He's basically a bad guy. No, Blanche, you're the fringe. 80%+ of Americans think you're bad. You see, they don't think I'm bad. People think just like me because we've been through this. Okay? And Trump's been persecuted, and so have I. It's come out in court, buddy. that I've had the FBI and CIA literally harass the living hell out of me, okay, and my family. And so I'm not some vengeful person. I literally was contacted because good people were doing their job, and then you don't just shut down the investigation. You don't just shit on me. You rub it in, dude. Like, it's like this is not the Soviet Union. Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
No, you're right. Washington, D.C. is occupied territory. The Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. The reason we're here has only a little bit to do with Biden, quite frankly. It's a multi-decade situation here, but we are ruled over by a completely out of touch, I say global homo, kleptocrat oligarchy. Like, that's what it is. And I said in the White House, like, sir, a lot of the stuff you're doing is really positive. Optics matter, but it looks like you're doing oligarchy stuff and you need to fight the oligarchy and not be the oligarchy and coming in on literally running on retribution and a golden age. You know, these are things that are abstract, but also very specific. And retribution, it's like, okay, a redress of Americans' grievances. Accountability for weaponization of the judicial system. And so when you get in, I think there's a moral imperative as leader of America to understand how deep this goes. How deep is the abyss? What are the root cause problems addressing America? And you're starting to see Republicans nibble around the idea. Kevin Roberts, the head of the Heritage Foundation at AmFest, got up on the stage and actually said the word corporatism. And that's really wild for Republicans who are probably more than Democrats, the party of corporatism. And, you know, so we can see where this is going. But again, the music is stopping and the time is running out and America
explain,
is
Mark,
tapped out.
You've studied history, so have I. A lot of smarter elites like Elon Musk said, I've got to stabilize the world for my Mars mission and everything. And the West holds up the world and America holds up the West. So I'm here. I love America. I believe in the dream. I want to stabilize it. A totally true statement. And he said, we got to stop being kleptocratic. We've got to start hiring people. We've got to build an infrastructure. He's telling the Great Reset people that we'll be ultra rich and make them all poor to control them. That's not going to work historically. It will literally get us destroyed as a species. And so absolutely, this is the only way out, even for the establishment. They need to get with the program. And you're right. Trump's like, look at all these billionaires giving us money and, you know, in investing. Look, they're all bowing down. He sees that as victory. The public doesn't see it as that with Larry Ellison and Bill Gates. Sure. They want to see, these people in trouble. That's what they want to see. Not that, oh, look, I've taken control of the oligarchy. Well, great. When you're gone in 3 years, they'll be right back in. No, we want to see you bring them to heel. And it's not about retribution. That's what they call it. It's about survival. We have been raped and beaten and squeezed and run over. To me, it's not retribution. I want these people to go to prison. They're going to get back in power and keep trying to destroy me and put me in prison. It's literally survival. It's literally existential, Mark.
Yeah, no, 100%. I just got back from AmFest. It was the biggest AmFest apparently ever held. Way younger, apparently, as well. The straw poll had record-breaking numbers for J.D. Vance, and I think that we could probably agree that of all of the people in the political stage right now, he's the one that most is in tune with the problems of the under 40 voters. And again, the reason we keep focusing on them is that they are the swing vote. They are the ones that Republicans pretty much won by, these under 40 independents, people who don't have a commitment to the Republican Party. And if they don't think that their interests are being met, they will not show up. These people are ephemeral, and we need them, right? And they had the Republicans had their zeitgeist. The Republicans had them eating out of their hand, and now they're not getting what they want. And what I noticed, and one of the people I talked to said this, is that Gen Z, and I say Gen Z, I include the millennials, because of they've been so beaten. These people are this guy's words, a truffle pig for inauthenticity, and so when they see optics, when they see things that are performative, when they see things that quite clearly show that the people in charge don't understand what's going on, they rebel. And I'll give you an example. Under 40 people have a real big problem with housing. We just saw the National Association of Realtors say the median first-time homebuyer age was 40 years old for the first time. So half of America has to work for at least 22 years before that they can afford a house now when they're coming out of college. That's horrifying. Almost three quarters of them say that housing prices is a crisis, and a chunk of, I think over 40% of under 40 voters think that it's not likely they'll ever own a home. So this is crisis level for them. But you know what? For most of Trump's term, you didn't hear a whole lot about the housing market. They were talking about Doge. They were talking about arresting people. They were talking about all these other stuff. Epstein, right? When did they freak out about housing? Well, it's when the oligarchs came out with an oligarch plan for 50-year mortgages. And then they're like, wait a minute. Then it all hit the fan and everybody was laughing about it on the internet. The Trump administration got, you know, brutally attacked by people on the internet over this plan because it's a horrifying plan. This shows that they're completely out of touch.
It's basically the same path of the Japanese, total destruction. It's like we're drowning, asking for a life raft, and Trump goes, here's a bowling ball.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It raises house prices, it siphons more interest off these people, it locks them into debt servitude, and it makes bankers rich. Like, what's not to love? I mean, it was literally horrifying. And it's like, okay, well, you have people like even Charlie Kirk, who's not an economist, but he understands young voters, like trying to help them in floating these structural plans, which maybe they're not perfect, but if there was a core, would be fine. And, you know, one of the things I was talking about with Sean Spicer today, I thought back to the spring. In March, when people were trying to undermine Donald Trump, you have all these, like, corporatist, mainstream media legacy types that are establishment shills, and they were freaking out over all of the tariffs, right? And what was weird in the polling is that, like, people don't really understand tariffs, but the idea of using them was not very popular. Like, it was not like this thing that everybody was clamoring for, like mass deportations. And so there was a lot of risk with the tariffs that there would be negative public opinion implications. And the media was like playing this up really big, right? And trying to show Trump was chaotic, trying to show he had the worst approval rate. Trying to crash the market. But you know what? Because Trump had the right principle, because he was doing this for the right reasons, because there was this core of fairness, the American people were with him, and he came out of this period of Liberation Day and then April and May into a pretty high net approval rating, higher than any other president at that point in time, which was a net positive 8 points. He's negative 10 right now, just you know, and so it didn't hurt him at all. In fact, it might have helped him, and he got through it, and now we have the tariffs, right? But then the Epstein thing, which I think we can all agree is less fundamentally important than trillions of dollars of global trade, right?
But it was a major betrayal in optics to say, it's all a hoax, and if you want to look at it, you're not my supporter, I don't need you. I mean, you couldn't blow your feet off better.
Exactly. It wasn't the most important thing. It was the most egregious thing. And it showed what are our values? What do we stand for? What's the path forward? And so if Republicans and Trump can't together show that there is a viable path forward to America, and I think there's a path out of this. Like, that's why I'm being so emphatic. If we can just restore an economic future to the under 40 voters, they're going to chill out. We're not going to have the Zoomer waffen if they can actually get married to a sane woman and get a good salary job and buy a house. That's the problem. They just want their American future back. And it's very clear the kind of things that we need to do this. And they fundamentally know this as well. At this AmFest in the straw poll conducted by People's Pundit, Rich Barris, 90% of the crowd supported an immigration moratorium. And now you have J.D. Vance out there talking about this. So there is a path forward for the, you know, America First movement to be very effective. But again, the Republicans are just not equipped. They are so controlled by corporate interests. They're so complacent. They're so focused on this consulting class grift. As the youth say, and I hate to be, you know, use a trope, they don't know what time it is. And the hour is very late, and they're going to lose this one. They really are. The writing is on the wall.
Let's talk about Democrat polling and the moves they're making. And then I want to ask you, just in general, looking at populist movements worldwide, all I see is them getting stronger. So in the end of the day, regardless of what Trump does, the fourth turning's here. And it's going to be spectacular. We'll be right back with a few more minutes with Mark Mitchell, top pollster for Rasmussen Polling. Stay with us. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
We have a new product in at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexjonesstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this, and then looking at how they're organically derived, and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app. And tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Steam Off was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the Steam Off because it's a thyroid issue, and the Steam Off has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The Methylene Blue, yeah, the Methylene Blue, life changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I really like Mark Mitchell, not just because he's an accurate guy and friendly, but because he wears it on a sleeve, that he goes out and does real polling. It's not political. He doesn't bend polls to try to get people on bandwagons and manipulate. He's got the accuracy record, but he's honest about the fact that he then uses the information to try to promote freedom and justice and populism in an agenda that's for the people. Most of the pollster groups are totally political, and they just spin things back and forth to try to create bandwagon effects. That's why polling has gotten so incredibly discredited. Real polling is one of the most valuable things in the world. And, you know, polling is just talking to people in your neighborhood or talking to folks you don't normally talk to. You're like, get a feel, get out there, folks, beyond the TV, beyond Hollywood. And that's real polling right there. That's what Trump's always done, where he, in his companies and businesses, goes in the kitchen, sometimes works 18 hours a day, you know, goes in and, you know, talks to all the construction workers. Well, what's your issue? What do you think? Elon Musk will go into a company that he wants to, you know, get fired up, and he'll sometimes spend 24 hours straight spending 5 minutes with 1,000 employees. He just wants to, from the janitor to the top guy, and that's when he gets the answer. So, A, bring Musk back, even if it has to be just as a figurehead, because I think Musk is sick of it, so that people get energized. Young people love him. They love the energy. Big mistake. Trump gets a big bump and enthusiasm out of that. But you notice Mark Mitchell and I keep hammering this. The White House listens to every one of these interviews, and they follow him elsewhere. But the point is that we've got their ear. And this issue of the youth and how to communicate to them and how to bring up a plan and how to talk to them about their problems, not just sit there and tell them what a great job you're doing, is what they want. They want to feel like they're included in the discussion and that somebody's developing a plan as they watch, you know, nothing to be mean, but, you know, the rich boomers comparatively off in their own world. And people see this, and it's rough for young people, even those that want to work hard. So this is the existential crisis. We're in this. It's what has to be addressed. And if Trump will just start reaching out to them and maybe having youth conferences at the White House and hearing about their problems and focus groups and having youth there telling him and listening, you'll see his numbers explode, and you will see us win the midterms, because we are in a fourth turning. We don't have to be the party in power and lose it like they say. The numbers show that. And 6 months ago, he was there. Now we're not. We don't have to let Susie Wiles, I don't think she's a bad person, but all these people that are so old, and you saw in that Vanity Fair interview, just, you know, they've got to sit back and listen to us. They got to listen to Barron. He still thinks CBS and is important, or Jimmy Kimmel, almost no viewers, because he's 79, folks. He doesn't understand it. We've got to get him, you know, understanding where the audience is, where the power is, where it's not just the youth. The middle-aged and old people watch the podcast. You know, even medium-sized podcasts are bigger than CNN. So I'm ranting, Mark, in the time we have left, speaking to the youth, what the president should do, a plan, what your polls are showing there, because, again, this is the big issue.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And we're slandered as right-wing or Republican or conservative pollsters, and I'm trying to figure out what my politics are. I ask people questions. I report on the results. We live in a representative democracy. I think that my politics are just people should get what they want unless it's objectively stupid or evil. And I think that that's fair to say. Like, it's objectively stupid to flood your country with people that don't belong here. So we shouldn't do that. We should fix that. And if anybody's standing in the way, as a representative of the American people, I'm going to come down on them like really, really, really hard. And I think there's an aspect here, again, of they don't understand the core problems. They're not addressing them. I think your idea of having a youth council is excellent. I would go a step further and say that we should probably have like an actual war room put together of people who, you know, aren't billionaires, like who do have this problem with economic populism, that are on the internet, but who have some agency to come up with a plan. So I went to AmFest and I had a panel, and it was called The Demise of Performative Politics. And so I think because the hour is late, that people are less, they're less willing to put up with this red team, blue team kabuki. And I'll give you an example. Jack Posobiec was, who I love, was railing against Biden inflation. It was Biden. The Biden administration did this. And, you know, I sit back and I look at that and I think, well, yeah, that's true, but it's a lot more than that. There's a systematic rot that's happened for decades that stole the American dream. And when you come into power on an existential platform, not just like, hey, we're going to do some stuff with healthcare policy. Like, no, this is like, we're almost shooting each other. Like, something has to happen. getting in and doing as much as he can and then pointing at the other team and saying, no, they're the bad guys. It's not enough. And I feel like that's what we're on the track for. And I don't think that it's going to be possible looking ahead to October to say, well, what economic metric is the Trump administration going to glom onto and say, look, we succeeded. We did it. We're there. We're at the American dream. And it would be things like the stock market, maybe labor market. That would be better. Probably GDP. But it's like, well, we just had a really good GDP print today and it was based on rising consumer spending. And yet I heard from Bloomberg that 50% of all retail sales in America come from the top 10% of income earners. And so if you're not really intentional about laying out an actual strategy going forward that's going to work, people are not going to earn your vote. So anyway,
hey, Jack, let's just back up for 10 seconds. Say what you just said again. Henry Ford revolutionized industry, retail, everything when he said, I want to pay my employees enough to buy the Model T. I also want to make it inexpensive enough that I don't have to pay them too much. You've literally, as an aristocrat who is smart and in charge, you prove it by being superior, rising tide raises all ships. The globalists are like, no, let's knock out all the economies. Let's kill old people. Don't take care of them. Get rid of all of the systems to take care of them. Have a pie that shrinks. No. Yeah, exactly. What do retailers think? What do the elites that own the retail think when they're the only ones that can buy it? There's not going to even be an infrastructure. So it's like they're killing the economy just so they have higher digit numbers, but it's digit numbers that rule over ashes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Like, look at how much the stock market is driven by, like, the top 10 companies or whatever. And I had a tweet today. I was talking to somebody in the hospice industry. You look at boomers, and the fourth turning stuff is getting wild. On the internet, like, 2 years ago, people weren't really talking about it. I talked about it a lot. Now, it's everywhere on YouTube. People are talking about the generation that got everything. So boomers have concentrated a lot of wealth. And again, I'm not attacking boomers. And you would say, all right, well, they're going to start aging out. They're going to start dying. They're going to start transferring that wealth. Well, I look at our healthcare industry. I look at long-term care. I look at hospice. And I look at a system that's probably designed to extract as much of that wealth as possible. And so this might be one of the biggest generational wealth transfers we've seen going from the people who reaped the best of the American dream to more corporatists who are going to be driving Mercedes to the hospital to have their healthcare managerial job that shouldn't exist because the whole system is corrupt. So that's what I'm saying. And these things might sound insane to somebody who's been part of Republican politics for decades, but this is how the youth talk. So Jack Posobiec's there banging the desk about Bidenflation, and we're fixing Bidenflation. And I said, well, you know what? Like, yeah, it was bad, but it was like the cherry on top of decades of kleptocracy. And personally speaking, what impacted my career the most was George H.W. Bush's Immigration Act in 1990. And that practically got a standing ovation from these under 30 people. You know what I mean? Like, so they know.
And by the way, you've done polls and I've seen studies too. This is the first time really in the last 100 years where the young people, those that are engaged, are the most concerned about black ops, government spending, and they've done study where they're like super informed. There's a large swath of young people. They're either total zombies or they're like super political, super active, and like are into sophisticated stuff. So the system better watch out. There's a bunch of people coming up that know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. We just had one with election integrity a couple of days ago. And I don't know if I could here it is. Venezuela and U.S. elections.
Here it is.
President Trump has drawn attention to claims the government of Venezuela has been involving rigging elections in the United States and other countries. How familiar are you with these claims about Venezuela rigging elections? And 51% of America is familiar and 43% is not. But the 18 to 29 number is 56%. Like almost 6 in 10 Zoomers. And these people are not the most like, you know, they're pretty naive. They're pretty young. They got a lot going on, but they're on the internet and they're seeing this stuff. 56% to 37%, the highest of any age bracket. And so they're like, oh yeah, we know what this is about. And I think it's one of the reasons, again, the Zoomers don't like the idea of going to fight a war against Russia in Ukraine, but they're not really freaking out about it, Venezuela. And it's like, well, you know, they're hearing these claims. It's getting out there. And people say the internet's not the real world. And it's like, no, but the internet's fighting the info war that will become the real world. And the internet knows exactly what's going on. All these corrupt interests have captured the government and they're looking at Trump for signs and they're starting to see them. And this is really bad. And again, I'm not a Republican. I am for the people. I am a referee for this whole system. And when I see things that suck, I'm going to say it. And I ask Grok, Grok back me up. In 2025, Donald Trump has spoken more publicly, more times, about Miriam Adelson than he has about people under 40 buying houses. That's a problem. Like, that's a real problem.
I mean, let's quantify that. And nothing against Miriam Adelson, but come on. She says he should run for a third term. They're constantly sending little sweetie cake messages publicly to each other. And like some, you know, lady worth $60 million casino owner with our president and Bill Gates and all of them up there. Every time those people are at the White House, his numbers go down. Stop the kissy fishing with the oligarchs. He is doing overall a good populist job, but not in the optics. How do we get that through to him?
I tried everything. I mean, yes, this is a problem and it's all of DC. This isn't like a Trump problem. I think Trump gets the core issues. It's a DC is occupied territory problem. You talk to the Republicans. I went to the RNC and like Joe Gruters is a nice guy, but like my takeaway of the whole organization was, well, they're just like, well, we have the winning message. We just need to vote harder. Duh. We're going to win because Democrats are terrible. Blah, blah, blah. The RNC is probably quoting that Quinnipiac poll, which is garbage. I had a 46% Democrat Party favorability rating, not 18. So people can cherry pick that. If they want, but I mean, like, this is what Washington DC wants. Democrats are leaning into the Democrat socialism part of their base. The Republicans are just clinging desperately to the way things have been, and they're gonna lose this one. This is the fourth turning fight. As we talked about on your show, the opening battle was Israel, and I can tell you right now that the Republicans are losing this one. They are losing the fight on Israel. And that's not to say people are anti-Semitic.
Last segment with you. We were going through the Epstein thing and the other optics, but right when that crest as a litmus test, are you for America or are you with Israel? And my point is, criticize Israel all day, folks, but at the same time, it's not the only issue, but it became a litmus test issue. And then we have the whole Iran thing, which turned out okay. But the point was, right at that moment, we see all of that and America wants to come home. We don't want to be involved. We don't want Netanyahu addressing Congress. We don't want any of these foreign leaders. We're sick of it. We have an allergy to it. And that was also the cherry on top, running Elon out, running down Elon again. And in some of my listeners that are total Trump worshipers, they go, "You're undermining him." Now they've all had to admit we were right. Okay, I need Trump to succeed. Okay, and so we're not saying this to be mean to Trump. Our enemies hope he keeps making mistakes.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, we talked about it in the break. We have polling that says this, which again, I don't think the most important number is exactly Trump's approval rating and maybe even generic ballot. Because again, the politics are changing. Because we're fair, we asked people if Joe Biden was mentally and physically up to the job of being president. At this point in his term, only 41% agreed with that statement. But for Donald Trump, he's doing better. It's 49%. To 48% who say they're not confident he's up to the job of president. So they're split, which makes sense. It's a split country, blah, blah, blah. But the most important question was, do you agree or disagree with this statement? President Trump understands the problems I'm facing every day. And so I would put this up there as one of the most important questions, again, because I think how vital authenticity is here. Alongside the other one, which is, what do we need more of in Washington, D.C.? Business as usual or massive change? And Republicans won because there was a big signal there. People wanted massive change in Washington, D.C. They have to deliver it. But in this question, only 23% of America strongly agrees that Trump understands the problems they're facing every day. 45% strongly disagree. So he's underwater 22 points there. Only a combined total of 42%. Agree with that statement. He's underwater 13 points. That's worse than his job approval rating. So that's a perception. That's a data point of being out of touch. But with the 18 to 29s, only 15% strongly agreed, only 20% somewhat. So he only has basically 1 in 3 Zoomers say that this guy gets me. And it does. So it doesn't matter. Oh, Generation Z is the most conservative generation. It's not. They need their problems fixed. They want arrests. They want the rules broken. They're ready to hand over control to an AI. They want major industries nationalized. They want excess wealth confiscation. When you hear 6 in 10 conservatives under 40 saying literally the question is, Would you support or oppose a program to confiscate excess wealth, including second homes and boats, in order to give young people a home buying program? And who's that money coming from? It's coming from the boomers. So this whole like day of the pillow thing, this whole fourth turning thing, it's getting really real, like really fast. And all of the preaching, all of the attempts to cling to these old values is just going to increasingly blow up in the Republicans' faces. If they want to influence these people at all, they have to be watching these videos. They have to understand they can't have these allergic reactions. Oh, it's ageism. Oh, you need to work harder and pull yourself up by the bootstraps. Oh, conservatism is the best ideals. It served us and we just have to cling to a system that's failed. The system has failed. Republicans have to understand that. And right now, Republicans are the system, even more so than Democrats.
Very well said, Mark Mitchell. RasmussenReports.com, Honest Pollster on X. I know you got to go. Any other little tidbits that once you leave you would have wished you would have said?
No, I mean, you know, I think JD really understands this stuff. I'm very positive about the way he's talking about this. I think he's increasingly going to be seen as a leader of like, okay, well, we had MAGA. MAGA was whatever was politically a winner at the time, that Trump's branding. Shoot from the hip kind of stuff, but it needs to be more intentional. It needs to be more of a plan. And the numbers are really starting to show it. We just did another GOP primary matchup and among Republicans, he's at 63% to 10%, the next highest person. So this is like, you know, 6-1 favorite over Rubio and DeSantis. Rubio said that he's not going to run against JD. So the writing's like kind of on the wall here. It's his to lose. And what his the most dangerous thing to him right now is a Democrat Party that leans into Bernie Sanders populism. And so this is the fight for 2028. I have no idea what's going to happen in 26. I think a lot of stuff could happen that's bad, and maybe we'll dodge a bullet. But in 28, it's going to be, in my opinion, if we get there without shooting at each other, if we get there without blue states like undermining the federal government, because right now I think we should be declaring national emergencies. We should be sending in those armed IRS agents that Biden gave us. We should be sending those people into Minnesota to crack down on all the fraud. Like, our fraud is 1/3 of the GDP of Somalia.
I totally agree. I'm sure you've seen the Soros judges and DAs are letting people that attack ICE with hammers, clubs, rocks, and even ramming them out of jail. The tow truck drivers pull up during bust, take away the vehicles, and then the juries let them go. We already have a soft secession in the blue cities and states happening, and the Democrats admit it's their plan. Trump needs to address that head on and call it out. You not just talk about the illegals, but talk about these governors and mayors that are literally trying to cause an insurrection.
We did tariffs. We blew up the global economy. And people were okay with it because it was for the right reasons. We sent National Guards to the cities, the blue cities, and people were okay with it. They supported this because it was for the right reasons. State of emergency, you know, bring in the military. We declare states of emergency over $10 billion damages from hurricanes. What about $18 billion in fraud? What about California that everybody knows is 10 times worse? This is literally the death of the republic, and we're talking about, oh, one judge stopped us. And so, again, we can play by the rules. We can, in my opinion, my politics, like I said, I'm not a strict constitutionalist. I'm what America needs. That's what I support, unless it's stupid or evil. And I don't think it's stupid or evil to say that the Constitution isn't a suicide pact. I don't think that's the case.
Get rid of the filibuster.
I don't think that we should all, 100%. Now, America doesn't really even know what that means, but I think it's the most principled thing to do. I think the Democrats are going to do it if they can, unless a deal was made behind the scenes. But are we really going to let non-constitutional rules that exist, mostly probably just to help, you know, senators sell their vote, are we going to let those rules bring us to the brink of civil war?
For those that don't know, it should be a 51-49 vote. And it gives the Senate power. It's undue. It's a corrupt thing.
Yeah. And, oh, well, the Democrats are going to use it. Yeah, that's the point. The whole point is to remove the governors so that you can do what you were elected to do, actually pass laws. And the protection against the Democrats using the filibuster against you is that you did a good job, and so people vote for you again. That's the way it's supposed to work. So, again, these
it's clear. We're not in it. It's time to break the glass and get the fire axe out. Mark Mitchell, incredible interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Thank you. Now, in the first hour, I got into the CIA documents with Epstein being a CIA operative running a huge secret CIA Air Force. Now, you've heard me say that 1,000 times. The archive is getting it. It was a fact already. The fact that it's out hitting the news and the documents is insane. Then that ties into all these admissions now that Cash Patel killed an investigation into anybody looking at foreign or domestic accomplices, and they found them. Hell, we know the domestic ones. They bragged about it. That then ties into Candace Owens and the new story she puts out constantly about these Egyptian planes. That doesn't pan out. So then, this guy came into a Fort Huachuca and went in there, and there was the head of TPUSA security, and there was this congressman. And the congressman is in D.C. while this meeting supposedly happening, and they play games. Well, it was an hour after the meeting that he's in D.C. And they go, he was there at 2. No, he was there at 11. That's 8 in Arizona. I mean, you guys got big problems. I got the video of all of this. People say, why are you covering up that the government killed Kirk? We know there's a cover-up by the FBI. We don't know why. We don't know who Patel's actually being manipulated by. Trump wants all this out. So I went and investigated all this Owen stuff, and it wasn't true. It's not like she's the Oracle of Delphi, and whatever comes out of her mouth is like God speaking. And she's like, I've shown who I am, compromise. Give me a break, Candace. I had to go look at all this stuff. I'm like, planes? Go look. Not accurate. Secret meeting in Huachuca. These people are there. We go look it up. They're on airplanes in Dallas. They're in D.C. And then her people are like, look, at 2 o'clock, the congressman's there, but he wasn't there. And we go look on C-SPAN. He's there when the freaking hearing starts at 11 a.m. 3 hours different. 8 a.m. in Fort Huachuca. What, has he got a teleportation device? So that's all coming up next hour, ladies and gentlemen. The economy, the military developments. It is just wild what we've got, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, she is the new dark Q. The old Q was white-pilled, lay down, everything's fine, go to sleep. The new Q is Candace, queen of Q, or Quatandace. And I don't call her dark Q because she's black. It's the dark MAGA, whatever. And I'm not gonna do this, okay? Yeah, I saw Tim Pool attacking her and all this. I'm like, I don't even know who's right. And he's like, you people that won't do it are cowards. So I said, let me go look. And I was like, whoa. And I'm like, hey, I have questions. Shut up. You're paid by the Jews, boy. You don't want us looking at accomplices. And we've got them red-handed covering up accomplices. I don't know where it leads, but I'm literally beating a drum here. And I'm freaked out. Because I'm told, boy, you sit there and you shut your mouth and you work for Israel. And I'm like, what does that have to do with Israel? This guy is a kook loon. It's about to come out his military record. Begins with an S and ends with a V. But you want me to, but once that's all proven, you'll want to move on. Just like people were posting him at C-SPAN, the congressman, at 11 a.m., and her people went and posted her acolytes, her priesthood of the dark Q, and they put up 245 and said, see, he could have flown back there. And we just rewind it. There it is. Go to C-SPAN. There he is. And I'm just like, what? And I'm bad because I won't just agree with it. So, yes, it's true. Fort Huachuca. 12 colonels and Erica Kirk in there. I mean, it's just like in this total kookball, you know, look up. I mean, he's one step away from a homeless schizophrenic. And she's raised him $100,000. We'll be right back.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this
Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexShowStore.com. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican.
Massive
maid.
News in this hour. And then continuing on with a huge guest, Dark Journalist of the Fourth. But before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, I have a big announcement to make. I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass fed from the Alex Jones Store. com. And it is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com. No preservatives, no artificial ingredients, gluten-free, packed with nutrients, unlike seed oils, which are fake toxic garbage. Beef tallow is real food that promotes whole body health and is so good for your brain. Get 25% off right now. Beef tallow is 100% pure beef fat concentrated, packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K to support hormone health and fuels your brain with clean energy. No industrial processing, used by humans forever. No additives, preservatives, or GMO garbage. High smoke point to support various cooking methods like frying, roasting, or baking without releasing toxic fumes or free-range free radicals. Rich, clean flavor. Now, what are seed oils like? Ultra-processed oils from GMO seeds made in factories using chemical extraction and refining. Virtually zero nutrients. Likely to cause all sorts of heart problems, obesity, chronic illnesses, you name it, in all the studies. Disrupts hormones. Full of omega-6 polysaturated fatty acids, which promote inflammation. Turn toxic when exposed to heat, and you're using it for cooking. Ladies and gentlemen, it's night and day. Beef tallow is the best. We've got a private label, one of the top brands in the country at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We are so excited about this. And again, Kennedy talks about the health effects, talks about how delicious it is. I remember until the 90s, the best places, you know, you get French fries at McDonald's before they went total GMO, fried their fries in beef tallow. And God, did they taste good. So it's also totally delicious. You fund the operation. And cows that God gave us are amazing. We also have our bovine colostrum. Our bovine colostrum is a private label of the highest quality, 2,000 milligrams per scoop with other natural herb compounds, the marshmallow root that accelerates it. And it's the first 2 weeks of any mammal, including humans, isn't what you think of as milk. It's basically clear, and it's full of all of these super nutrients that boost your immune system, that grow your brain, that help your cells, that energize everything. It's literally the first mother's milk concentrated. Big discounts on it right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many other amazing products there as well. We have the new creatine gummies that are the highest quality type of creatine, concentrated 5 milligrams per gummy. Everybody knows about creatine for your muscles and working out and your heart and stuff, but the brain effects and with your nerve endings, it is truly incredible. So be sure and check that out as well. Our new creatine gummies in 2 different flavors. It's a really great deal, a huge container of them for a low price. And then talk about your mitochondria, your cells, skipping multiple oxidation processes in the cells, cleaning them out, getting fast, clean energy with no letdown. And that's just the first effects. Then everything else for your brain, your body. It is amazing. The workouts, Ultra Methylene Blue. We have the best medical grade. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard the rave reviews. You're insane if you don't get it. And yes, the third shipment, both have been small because it's very hard to make. It's got so many great ingredients. Proprietary Methylene Red. I don't have time to get back into. Look at what's in it. Look up each ingredient. Ask Brock about it. Ask your doctor about it. Ultra Methylene Red, a limited shipment just came in today. Challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you, so now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Dr. Kirk Elliott's just going to be with us about 15, 20 minutes, and then I'm going into Candace Owens. I have to do this. I don't like doing this. I'm not an infighter. I've known Candace for 10 years. I really liked her. Listeners asked me to investigate the stuff she's been saying. I went and investigated it, and it went from bad to worse. I put out findings very nicely, got attacked by her surrogates, attacked by her, that I'm obviously a bad guy, and, you know, doing this for bad people. Bullcrap. Bullcrap. You can't say a congressman is in some Fort Huachuca thing with the head of TPUSA security on the morning of September 9th, before Charlie gets killed in Utah, after everybody says, the hit team or whatever, and then go, oh, we don't mean it's a hit team. And just all of this stuff, all the innuendo, all this crap. We have major questions about Charlie. I was one exposed. Cash Patel is covering up first. That's all been confirmed. There's real issues here. But you just can't do things like that. And then the congressman is at 11 a.m. in a hearing on that September 9th, supposedly when he's at Fort Huachuca. And then the head of security is supposedly in there, 8 in the morning or whatever, while he's in Dallas, and then later gets on an airplane and flies to Utah. I mean, that is crazy. And then the guy that's bringing it up and saying it, wait till what comes out by Friday. And it's not my story, so I'm not going to break it. But they got it. Let's just say the military did a little investigation. And it starts with S, and it ends with V. Can you imagine what that means? Yeah. And Candace just thinks we're just going to move on to the next bullshit story she puts out that reflects on all of us and smokescreens the serious stuff. I got told by two people in the cabinet meeting that Patel screamed at Tulsi Gabbard and shut down looking at domestic and foreign connections, and they had foreign ones and domestic confirmed. Now you got Delta Force commanders coming out and saying it. And, of course, a month later it came out what I told you, and now it's a major scandal. We are trying to find out what's going on. And I asked Candace when I started looking into this last week publicly, I said, hey, will you look at this, please, with your audience? She's told my producers yesterday, or people, to, oh, yeah, when she's back from vacation, she'll come on, great. Then in the meantime, I get, you know, she attacks me yesterday, her surrogates attack me, and that's fine. If you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And now I'm looking into everything you've been saying, and it's not good. Because here's the deal. I've never said anything that I didn't believe to be true. And I've not played these innuendo games. And I've not sat there and done all this stuff where they've got the compilations of her. Oh, they stood to gain. Oh, they wanted to get rid of Charlie. Oh, he's waking up. Oh, yeah. And all the surrogates. Oh, yeah. You know, they killed him. And then they go, hey, we didn't kill him. I didn't say you killed him. That's ridiculous. And all the rest of it. And then we put up that the congressman is on video at 11 a.m. That's 3 hours difference, 8 a.m. with the secret meeting supposedly happening. Impossible. Unless you have teleportation. And her surrogates go find a 245 clip of him later. Go, no, you're caught. Here he is at 245. So you can then sit there. I mean, that's the thing, is we give them total proof. And they go, no, your alibi. You are exposed. And I'm just like, what? They just randomly pick some congressman? Oh, I'm going to talk about it later. The guy also gave another name of an alias when he first gave her his story she read on the air a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Then he comes with his real name and changes the story and says, I got another present for you, Candace. Not only was the head of TPUSA security there, but Erica Kirk was there, 99% chance. And then Candace goes, oh, what about this guy, her former boyfriend at Daily Wire that, you know, she's fighting with? And he goes, oh, he was there too. Maybe I was there. Huh? Think about that. It's just, oh, was he here? Was he? And then this source that's God, you don't ever question him. Yes, he was there too. I mean, come on, people. And I don't know what her British lord husband thinks about all this, or Keir Starmer, but all I know is this is damaging America, damaging TPUSA that was key to defeating the globalists. And if I find any evidence of TPUSA involved in killing Kirk, then I'll be the first to expose it. But all the stuff I've seen has nothing to do with them. And so I'm not going to sit by and watch the electronic lynching of these people. I don't get money from TPUSA. Charlie Kirk asked me to come to events 2 months before he got killed. I said, I'm sorry. I'm dealing with bankruptcy and family illness. My dad's having heart surgery, or just had heart surgery, about to have heart surgery. I said, I'm not coming. Okay. I don't care about standing on a stage in front of 10,000 people. Done it plenty of times. All right. I'll go to Kirk and then I'll get into this. And I'm going to show you the receipts here, folks. And then watch them. I mean, as a group and these influencers that follow her around, this is levels of deception and stuff, even worse than the mainstream media. And the vicious lying. And so it's become a mob. I'm not an infighter. I don't cause problems. When people mob my ass and say I'm a liar, hey, I'm taking my jacket off and rolling up my sleeves politically, nonviolently, lovingly. They all accuse me of threatening her and saying all this stuff when I was said I was worried about her. Because I'm seeing the stuff she puts out is totally not true. And I'm like, I'm worried about you. Oh, God, that's a threat. You know, no, I thought maybe she just, you know, has postpartum or something. Or I was trying to be nice. Nope, I guess you're just evil. So, okay. I mean, I take on the DOJ. I take on the Bilderberg Group. I take on the New World Order when you guys were in diapers. And I'm not going to sit by where our supposed leading lights run around spouting horse shit. So just bring all the lies. Here I am. Let's go. Attack. And you'll know when we've already proven it that it's a bunch of bull. And I can't wait to hear how I get written into the story. I'm at Fort Huachuca with a bazooka. All right, I'm going to shut up now and apologize to Kirk Elliott. I twisted his arm to come on today. He's an economist. He's a sponsor. He's at the top silver and gold brokerage in the country, and he's literally nailed all of it. But whether or not you got in silver or gold, that's not why he's here. The economic moves are moving even faster than he predicted. It's the same trend line upwards. You know, he graphed out accurately how it would rise, very accurately, the last year and a half. But now it's been escaping the graph. It follows the line, but going up higher than he said. And now these developments, because my phone rings off the hook from family and stuff, has gold and silver at the top. And I'm like, not with the fundamentals. Exclusive. China's next move is HQLA-REPO status. And they're now moving it into a tier one asset, which Kirk's been predicting that China and the U.S. will try to partially back currencies with it soon. And that's the race that Trump's been positioning. Now Trump's even talking about it. BYD's annual EV production, 6 million units. We'll explain what that means in silver. World's largest ammo manufacturer moving forward with silver. Gold extends record run while silver joins rally to new high. Gold prices just reached a second high. Here's what's behind the surge. And then we got some pessimism. Gold and silver reach fresh highs for second day running. Yahoo says gold and silver are grossly overpriced. Is there a bubble? No. The currencies are way overinflated. Gold and silver in every economic analysis have never gone up 10, 20% where they should be. That is undisputable. And they've lost their tools with the naked shorts and things to suppress it, and the supplies are running out. What does that mean with industrial use skyrocketing, with batteries and chips? It spells the surest thing since Jesus Christ being our Lord and Savior. I'm going to shut up, Kirk. You got the floor. You sent us key information. This is a big deal. Kirk, what's the latest?
Huge deal, Alex. Well, today, silver's $71 an ounce. Literally 71. So when you look at that, and we predicted at the beginning of the year, you know, when silver was $28.92, that silver by the end of the year was going to be 67 to 75. Some people believed us because they know that our analysis is spot on. Some people thought we were out there. It's like, no, but we're here. And there are strong fundamental reasons why I came up with that number, right? And so it's because low supply, high demand. We talked about before it happened, London running out of silver. We talked about the
You didn't just talk about it. You said they say it's going to happen in 4 months. I say it happens probably the next month, and you nailed it.
Yeah, I mean,
hold that brain.
And it's easy to see when you look at the right things, right? It's like they are so over leveraged over 300 ounces of paper contracts for every 1 ounce of physical delivery silver. The exchange for physicals is not there. It doesn't take too many big companies like Samsung, Sony, and the ones I'm going to talk about today that say, hey, we need physical delivery of silver so we can manufacture our stuff, for London to say, ah, crud, we don't have any silver, right? We can't fulfill these contracts. And this is exactly what happened. So these two stories that I want to go over today that came out yesterday and this morning are massive. So BYD, you know, it's like, has anybody ever even heard of BYD? It's like, I hadn't. But you know what? It's the largest electric vehicle manufacturer in the world. Blows Tesla away. It blows all these other. And it's a Chinese company, right? So, of course, you got billions of people in China. They're the EV manufacturer of China. They've got more electric vehicles than anybody on the planet. Well, Alex, remember, was it 8 or 9 months ago, you and I talked about Samsung releasing their prototype for their solid silver core solid state battery for the electrical vehicle market, which was going to take the charging down to like 9 minutes, double the range from 600 to 700 miles, right? And be like,
let's 40% be clear. It will replace all batteries within a matter of years. They did the equation in the article, which would basically, just for the cars, it would take more than the silver we can extract every year. So there's going to become a total run on silver mining, right? I mean, that's going to create a whole new industry. I mean, it's going to be insane.
Oh, it is going to be insane. So just Samsung, which today isn't about Samsung, just Samsung's demand for their new batteries would be 20% of the global mining supply every year. Now, BYD, they were actually ahead of the curve. So just like all everything that China does, it's like the Sun Tzu War Academy, right? They're building stuff in the shadows. And then once they're ready to like pounce on their enemy, they pop up and it's like, oh my word, they're already done, right? Kind of a deal. So Samsung must have known this because BYD has their own solid core silver battery that they're using in their EVs. Now, the EV market is massive. They're going to build 5 million units, between 5 and 6 million units next year, each one of them with 1 kilo of silver. This is 20% of the world's silver mining production just by BYD. Add to that the 20% that Samsung is going to need. Those are just two companies, Alex, that's now going to be 40% of the world's supply. I mean, what about everything else? What about the AI chips? What about all electronics? What about solar power? What about missiles and torpedoes and everything else that you and I have talked about? It's like, oh my word, this new demand is off the rails already when we're faced with a world where there's no free float silver, that London already can't fulfill deliveries because of no supply. I mean, this is why. There's always a reason why everything happens. This is why we're starting to see silver go up to the stratosphere, right? $71 an ounce. Alex, silver is up 145% year to date. Gold's up 70.3% year to date. It's like, that's not terrible either, but I'd rather take something that's doubled, more than doubled the rate of growth of gold. And gold's been getting all of the news. It's like, and we've been ahead of the curve. Now, if those two weren't actually enough to say, oh my word, have I missed the boat? You haven't missed the boat, because this morning I read this new research piece coming out of China that, okay, with Basel III, they made gold a tier one asset, meaning it could be held as a reserve in central banks, right? And be viewed kind of like a currency. Well, there's one level higher than that, which is HQLA, a high quality liquid asset. That means what? That means you can use gold as collateral behind your bank reserves. It can actually legitimately replace treasuries. Okay. So now what have you got China pushing for? HQLA status. No wonder they've got thousands of tons of gold, right? So they're wanting to actually make gold an HQLA asset, meaning in the repo markets, which is how all these treasuries are traded back and forth. They want to replace U.S. treasuries with gold. So what does this mean in real numbers? So 20% in a baseline scenario, just let's use baseline numbers. The repo markets are about $17 trillion of assets. You have treasuries trading hands. Gold at 20% of that would equal $3.4 trillion of gold collateral. That's 29,400 tons of new demand for gold when China gets this status. Now, put this into perspective. It's estimated that the Federal Reserve has 8,500 tons of gold. The European Central Bank has about 10,000 tons of gold. That's a total of 19,000 tons between Europe and the Federal Reserve combined. China's new demand would be 29,000 tons. It's like, well, okay, now I'm talking about gold potentially running out, just like silver. It's like, oh my word, Alex, this new paradigm that we're living under, where fiat-based money is going the way of the dodo bird, right? And we're moving into this new paradigm of tangible assets, not just as a monetary reserve, but something to replace treasuries, plus the demand from industrial purposes. To think that we've gone from 28 to 71 this year alone, I don't think we've seen the beginning. I don't think we've seen the beginning of the growth of silver. I mean, this is like nothing that I've seen since 2002, being in this industry since that long. There's nothing that compares to the fundamentals that are right underneath us. Now, add to that the things that we've talked about in the past, which were big, but they almost seem insignificant. Oh, yeah. The Fed, they're lowering interest rates. Lowering interest rates always cause gold and silver to go up. We've got this unsustainable debt globally. You've got wars and rumors of wars. You've got everything that we've talked about in addition to these big, massive things. Massive. I mean, I can't overstate the massiveness of these two stories and the demand for gold and silver moving forward. Like, for such a time as this, should people invest into metals? Because the world is changing right underneath our nose.
Incredible. Let's pitch people silver and gold. I mean, you're a sponsor. We bring in a few $100,000 a month. I could get these fly-by-night people that sell the numismatics. You call up and, you know, silver is whatever it is. Wholesale today, let's pull up silver. And they'll tell you, oh, we have a collectible. You know, it's not the amount it is today. It's double that, but it was in a shipwreck, and it's very, very important. Can we pull up just Google with where silver is today? And they will then, you know, tell you this big number, but say it's worth it. So silver is $71.29 right now. That's spot. Wholesale is a little bit more. So you look at the world wholesale price, and then that's what you're getting it from Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. Wholesale. You know what it is, okay? These other people, you call them, and they give you this whole big runaround because they don't want to make tiny margins. They want to tell you you're getting a great deal and you're not, and it pisses me off because we have the sponsor who is the biggest and the best because people are smart on average. In his 25-year career, he's got the best service, he's got the best prices, he's got the best ratings. Look it up. But still, the majority of people go and get ripped off, and it's grades of being ripped off. There are a few medium-sized companies that do what you do. There are some that kind of, you know, will sell you a numismatic if you want it, but that's okay. It's fine to have some other stuff in the shop if they want it. That's sponsors I've had before because I couldn't even find one this good. They're like, yeah, we'll sell you at wholesale, but also, you know, if you'd like this, it's speculative, but we'll give it to you because you got to keep the lights on. You were able to just do this forever, scale up, and get a big enough customer base that even though it's a tiny percentage, you're still able to do it. That's why you're the number one rated. I mean, it's all about scalability. You know, remember the Croc or whatever his name was that started McDonald's. You know, they said he's like, I'd rather sell you 100 times the hamburgers and only make 10%. You know, than sell you 20% of the burgers and make 20%. You know, it's like scalability is what he's doing. So if you want silver and gold, the place to go is Kirk Elliott Precious Metals, KEPM.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900. This is the surest thing I've ever promoted. And I remember a few months ago when, you know, it dipped a little, I said, that's a profit taking. The trends are all there. I bet it's up in 2 weeks. Boom. I mean, it's just, I've never been sure about something. KEPM.com/gold, 720-605-3900. And you got to call. If they're busy, no answer. They'll leave your name and number. They'll call you back. A free consultation to hear what you're looking for, what you want. It's all completely straight, completely easy to understand. Here's wholesale. Here it is. Here's the deal. And you can sell it back with no fee. Nobody's got that. They'll lie and say they do. They'll bait and switch you. This guy's number one because he's got by far the best deal. And again, if I wanted to rip you off, folks, I've been offered up to $3 million a month to rape the living hell out of you. Now, you're a smart audience, and I would do that anyways. But about statistically in history, there's about 30% they call suckers in economic studying. And I could sit here and rape my listeners and make, and we'd have no problem. The company would be set. We'd win our enemies against all our fights. But that's the ring of Mordor, folks. I'm not putting the ring on to win the battle because it possesses you. Once you put it on, you've now committed to lies. I mean, this is a no-brainer to go with Kirk, and you need to call him. And also, you guys have a lot of ways to roll over financial instruments. If they'd have done that with silver, how high would they be up just in the last year versus the last 2 years? Heads above everything as you predicted 2 years ago, and I agree with you, and I said, this is it. And, of course, I was right. And, you know, here we are. Where would people have 2 years ago, if they'd have rolled over, say, a 401k with $200,000 with you, where would it be right now?
Over 200% up. I mean, Alex, we're up 145% just this year. Right, just this year. I mean, 3.5 years ago when silver started this big run-up, it was less than $18 an ounce. It's 71 today.
I'm going to be honest right now. I'm having like, I rarely have these. I'm having a serious endorphin rush of satisfaction. because it's not about being right. I feel so good helping people. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, I'm high right now off this. Doesn't it feel good, Kirk, to be in a clean business, the top guy, and also a theologian that has delivered on what you said you do? Is that not real satisfaction? It's not pride, is it?
It is.
What would you call it?
It's just satisfaction of doing the right thing and blessing people and helping them. I mean, this is Christmas. Christmas is coming up this week.
Hold on. I got to do the thing, but two more minutes. Finish up your Christmas message. And then I'm going on the warpath against lies. People saying I'm a liar. You'll see. I'll win again. We'll be right back.
We have a new product in at thealexshowstore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity with no letdown and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexshowstore.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game-changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten 2 final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry. The InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time. So take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
big. My friend Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexshowstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit. He was right about every step of the way.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Fort Huachuca, September 9th, planning the attack with a congressman. It's over for me. In closing, Kirk, it feels good to steer people right, and that's my goal. And you were saying, you know, Christmas, what's happening here? A lot of people are like, oh, I had family call me months ago. Has it hit the top? Should we, you know, get more silver? And I said, yeah. Now they're all saying, oh, and now they're calling you. I mean, this is a no-brainer. I don't think there's any way that, you know, in the future, at least the next few years, that we're going to see it go down. I think it only goes up here. But you were saying a Christmas message.
Yeah, I mean, the fundamentals are behind this market. It isn't an all-time high. But you know what? Next week it's probably going to be an all-time higher. The week after that, all-time high, right? It's just the markets haven't changed, so therefore the price is going to keep going up. And what I was going to say is everybody, literally everybody that I talk to that has been a client for years, months, weeks even, say, Kirk, this is the best thing that we've ever done. It's like our portfolio has doubled. It's more than doubled. You've changed our life. This is legacy building. It's, to me, this is a gift, right? And it's like, okay, so let's think about Christmas, right? What is Christmas about? Well, you know, I'm going to focus on something that people wouldn't expect me to say. It's about gifts, right? So when you think about it, I'm a Christian. God gave us his son. His son gave us his life. So that therefore what? The ultimate gift ever, the ultimate sacrifice we could have eternal life, right? So it's all about giving. And this is a gift that the markets are giving us. In the midst of a world that's dark and dreary and people think, I don't know how I'm going to survive. What are we going to do? What, you know, what's happening with all this inflation? This is an absolute gift. When everybody that I talk to says, Kirk, this has changed my life. I don't have to worry about retirement anymore. My portfolio has doubled. It's gone up more than that. And even new people. I mean, literally, Alex, I can remember a month or so ago, when silver was in the 40s. I mean, it was 58 the day after Thanksgiving. It's now 71. It's like, this is like massive percentage growth. And I don't see this trend line changing anytime real soon. Of course, you're going to have a down day here and there. And a big down day every once in a while because it's gone up so much. But the fundamentals haven't changed. That is a gift. Just like during Christmas.
In fact, they're getting stronger. They're getting stronger with China moving into a tier one issue, as you predicted, and which Trump just did a few weeks ago. So again, I interrupt you again. So on Christmas.
Christmas is about giving. It's all about giving, right? We model what God did for us and his son gave his life. And so, you know what? The markets gave us a gift. Now it's our job. Whenever we get a gift, it's our job to receive the gift. Right? It's like somebody could give you one. You don't have to take it. The markets are giving you a gift. Take it. It means you have to act, right? It's like, I would do something with this because I think it is generational legacy building type changes that are happening right under our nose.
This reminds me, and we'll cut this in post. We're live now, but we can find a bunch of it. Mark Dice done at least 10 times I've seen going back like 18 years. We did it again last year that I saw. He'll go out in Los Angeles on the boardwalk at the beach. They'll say, here's a 1 ounce silver gold coin. Give me a dollar and I'll give it to you. And the public's so ignorant, that's a multi-thousand dollar coin now, what, 4,000 or 5,000. And they go, no, I'm keeping my dollar. They don't even know. He goes, no, hold it. It's real gold. Nope, I don't want it. That's the people perishing for lack of knowledge. That's leading a horse to water. You can't make it drink. But as the public figures it out, which they are doing now, it's going to be a whole new ball game. KEPM.com/gold. Get an online consultation or call the toll-free number. Now's the time to take action, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, he also says, "Y'all give me a stack of cash or this gold, and then you know, I'll take the stack of cash. It's worth 10%." But he literally has where it's like he'll give him give me a dollar for this 1 ounce gold eagle, and they won't do it. I mean, it's just insane. Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas, and God bless you and your team.
I will. You too. God bless.
God bless. All right. Day one, when Kirk was killed, I had questions. And then within a week of it, I had White House sources saying Cash Patel had a meeting and said, don't look at domestic help, which we knew he had, because they were all bragging about he'll be dead tomorrow, and said, see, we told you, and foreign connections. So we have been looking at this from the very beginning. So we have been looking at this from the very, very beginning. And we broke that Patel did that. And a month after I broke that, it came out mainstream news, and Patel admitted, yeah, I don't want Tulsi Gabbard involved. I don't want to look at her intelligence. And now you have all these CIA people and Delta Force and FBI coming out blowing the whistle that they believe there was domestic help and all this. So I believe there's bad actors here. I believe we're being lied to. In fact, I know we are. The straw man argument built by Candace and her minions, her ring race, her Praetorian Guard, her priesthood, is that I'm saying don't look into this. And as soon as I started asking questions about the Egyptian planes that have been discredited with our report, you saw the zone flood with I'm an Israeli agent, which is preposterous and ridiculous. They're not countering what I say, what I ask, the facts we publish. They're just flooding the zone that I'm a bad man. And she came out yesterday and said he's shown who he is. You know, he's a bad guy. He's revealing himself. Oh, I'm revealing myself. Candace, I have to do this because I have to stand with the truth. I went and investigated what you're saying. Then, a few weeks ago, you read this letter from this person that says they're in Fort Huachuca the day before Charlie's killed in Arizona, in another state, Utah. And there's a congressman there, and there's that TPUSA security there. And then later he adds Erica Kirk to it, and now somebody else that Candace recommended. So we go and we look. So we get the flight records that they're in Dallas and flying to Utah at that time. People go, well, they could have been in Utah and maybe made it to Dallas and flown. And see, it's like you have to always prove that you're right with no evidence and say, we're the bad guys. We've got to prove we're innocent. We're guilty until proven innocent. You're the Grand Inquisitor. You're the Star Chamber. You're the God. You're on the mountain. But in the case of Representative Amelie out of Nevada, he gets added into this. And that this person, this Mr. Snow, saw him too. When he just gets on the base and goes into a skiff and gets through the door, there's no hand, you know, no code swipe. He's in the secret facility, and there's 12 colonels and all this stuff going on, and Erica Kirk and everybody. And Mark Amelie's there. And Amelie puts out a statement saying, this is crazy. I flew from Nevada on the 8th, and I went to D.C., and I was there for hearings. And they go, here you are at 2:45. You lied. And then you just rewind C-SPAN. There he is at 11 a.m., which is 3 hours different from 8 a.m. when they say the thing starts at 7:30. He gets there at 7:30, but later goes to the base. But now they moved it back to 7:30, so they got time. So to give it time, they say it's 2:45, and then we've got him there at 11 a.m., which is 8 a.m. That was the time it was in Arizona then. And I'll show you all that. So we show that the head of TPUSA is in Dallas and is flying to Salt Lake City for the event where Charlie's killed the next day. And they just say, well, he could have been over there, so, you know, you guys are, you know, you got to prove it. But in the case of the congressman, he's there on C-SPAN, and we'll show you the videos, and on the other congressional feeds at 11 a.m. And then he's little in the corner, so they go, oh, well, that's not really him. No, it's his seat. And he speaks, and he's on the record voting in the congressional record. So this is what we're talking about. It's crazy. And then I'm bad because they're putting all this out, and I go investigate and say, this isn't right. Well, I obviously work for Netanyahu. even though I'm the first person to say they've ordered no looking at foreign connections, even though Tulsi Gabbard has found it, and they're covering up the domestic help, and so we should investigate that. It doesn't matter. You got to follow her investigation, her way, this random guy she found. All the stuff's about to come out. Not my story. It's going to break soon. They got his military record. SV's the initials. So Mark Amelie put out this statement, and I'm not going to read the whole thing. We've got to move quick now. But he said, for those of you information consumers who are stuck in practices of the old days, who prefer facts to dreams and falsehoods, take comfort knowing that in the public service there's this thing called the public record. The public record on September 8th indicates that I was returning to Washington, D.C. from my district and was voting on the floor of the House of Representatives, and on September 9th in the 12th hour markup of the House Appropriations Committee, of which I am a member, as well as voting on the House floor. Should you prefer the video to the words of a member of the federal legislature, feel free to view the House Appropriations Committee recording of the event on that date. To quote Ronald Reagan, facts are stubborn things. Merry Christmas. Now, he's there at 11 a.m. when it starts. We'll show you the screenshot of the video. But Candace's ring race say, no, he's there at like 2:45. Then they put their own data into a fact check and say, oh, look, he's lying. Though he's on the video, we'll show it to you. Now imagine this guy wakes up in the last week and he is at a secret base that they've put out is plotting Charlie Kirk's murder. And when that, they go, oh, we're not saying that. Oh, well, yeah, right. Imagine waking up and he's just like, this is crazy. And then they go, oh, you're there at 2:45. You had time to go and do this. And then we go pull up, the hearing starts. When they turn the camera on for Congress, he's already there. That's 3 hours behind. That's 8 a.m. So they say this meeting was at 7:30. He had 30 minutes to teleport from Arizona to D.C., get from the teleportation facility to Congress. As if we can't rewind this. So they flood the zone saying he's a liar, showing a 2:45 date. When the cameras turn on, he's already there. And then he gets up and speaks. And he's on record voting. But you see, if you say that's true, you're an Israeli agent. He's guilty. He did it. Okay? He was there with the 12 colonels plotting it all. I mean, listeners wanted me to go look into this. Everything I look into is pure lies. And I'm sad to have to do this. But I have to because I have integrity. So show the slowdown at 11 a.m. with the representative, and then we'll cut to later where he's speaking about the legislation. So go ahead and play those back to back. This is 11 a.m. Look right there. We have a digital copy of that. Put HD up. 11 a.m. timestamp. There he is. And then later speaking, you see, that's him. He's over there, the bad guy, the mastermind, who just got chosen to be thrown into this, guilty until proven guilty. Here it is.
Our discussion today as we move forward. And with that, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I yield back.
I thank gentlemen very much, and I'd now like to recognize my very good friend.
Our discussion today as we move forward. And with that, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I yield back.
We slowed this down for those of you who can't hear it.
I thank gentlemen very much, and I'd now like to recognize.
The clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Adderholt. Mr. Adderholt, no. Mr. Aguilar, Mr. Aguilar, aye. Mr. Alford, Mr. Alford, no. Mr. Amade, Mr. Amade, no. Mrs. Bice, Mrs. Bice, no. Mr. Bishop.
Gentleman from Nevada, Mr. Amade is recognized to address the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to, I mean, this is kind of a strange thing to start with.
I want to kind of look at the political history of this since it's short. And I want to start with, I guess, the three things, like my colleague from the Twin Cities said, it's local. I understand why when we did the rescissions bill, the first two things that were put up were, hey, we're going to get rid of that thing in the state and foreign ops subcommittee. And let's just be blunt. The administration wasn't real pleased with the national folks coming out of the East Coast and their editorial policy. Okay.
So what Candace's ring race did is they show him later speaking and go, oh, look, it's 2:45. Oh, it's 7 at night. You're discredited, though you can go to the raw feed on Congress's website, and he's there at 11 a.m., 8 a.m., Fort Huachuca time. So he got in the USS Enterprise was above them in space, beamed up, beamed down, and they won't even admit they're wrong. Because it's about they're the inquisitors, they're the witch hunters, they get to accuse everybody with all this bullshit. And then when I go, hey, this doesn't add up, this isn't right. Shut up! You showed yourself, man. God, we're so sad you sold out. And we're the heroes. He voted. Multiple times. He's on the roll call for the vote. By 9 a.m. Arizona time. That was a fast jet he got on. Because the genius, Mr. Snow, shows up at 7:30 and goes to one base area and goes to another, has some coffee. They go, oh, it's over here later in the day. It's later in the day, he even says, but now it's 7:30. They gotta go like, oh God, what do we do? Well, it was 7:30. We went right into the secret skip and saw all the colonels and all, and Erica Trump or Erica Kirk and all of this cuckoo town stuff. And, well, yeah, you know, the head of security wasn't an airplane. We're not disputing that. You know, he had time to fly from Arizona. It's just sick. Here's a ChatGPT on it on Phoenix time on September 9th this year. It's a 3-hour difference, 7:30 to 10:30 Eastern time. There you go. So 3-hour difference. So at 7:30 when the mastermind meeting was, to 10:30, and here he is 30 minutes later. So he had 30 minutes, the congressman, to get from Arizona to D.C. He jumped on an SR-71 Blackbird Secret Mach 80, got the taxi, got there. Actually, that's probably true. Why are you covering up, Alex? Why are you working for the Jews? I'm the one saying there's foreign involvement. I've proven it. They're covering up. Who are the foreign people? What is Kash Patel doing covering that up? We broke that. That's real. That happened. That's confirmed. No, this stuff is smokescreen diversions to say it's TPUSA and Trump to undermine what the globalists did, killing Kirk, to undermine getting people registered to vote. So here's what Candace Owens had to say about me. Alex is just revealing himself. Oh, I'm revealing myself. I already had Brian Harpole's flights and confirmed to my audience, she confirmed, that they do not provide an alibi. Oh, because he's guilty of an alibi for 7:30 a.m. Yeah, that's right. He's flying out at 1:45 in Dallas. So, you know, he was obviously there in the morning. You know, he's just, yeah. Which is when the meeting concluded at Fort Huachuca. I also texted Brian Harpole and offered him a chance to give me any response. Before our latest episode, I was looking to simply debunk. Oh, you were sure. It's all, you got it all. I mean, this is all, you got the metadata. You were just debunking, right? Raised $100,000 for this kook. It was him. She was just debunking. If it was him, because I am open to the possibility that it have just been a lookalike. Or the guy you're talking to is a total kook. But that's not it. Because we go to you're the God. You tell us. But everyone out there panicked. And Congressman Amadei fumbled his schedule is definitely making things more interesting. Because her people said he didn't get there to 2:45. Though we showed you them here at 11 a.m. on the congressional video and votes and roll calls right after it. But they just say he's there at 245 and that he fumbled and he lied. See how it works? Amadeo is the mastermind. Not Candace that gets boosted by Google on YouTube. Not Candace married the British Lord, Keir Starmer minion. Not, let's put Candace up there. Not Candace that worked for the Daily Wire. Is she still working for them? This is all an elaborate ruse. I mean, imagine, I'm not even saying that, but in her worldview, her thinking, that's all game. Is Candace Owens the Benedict Arnold of our age, or is she mentally ill, or is she just stupid? Either way, we know what we've got. They're smarter than us. They'll teach us Americans like they started the Civil War. God, we're in trouble. We took out Kirk. It's the globalists. What are we going to do? Well, we'll just say Trump did it. We'll just say Charlie Kirk's wife did it. We'll do that. I mean, I'm not saying she did that. I'm just asking questions. So TPSA releases proof that Brian Harpole, head of Charlie Kirk's security, was in Dallas at the time, and that he flew in the night before, has his ticket, has his stub, flies out with a security crew that mainly lives there. But they're saying he had time to actually, between that, fly back to Arizona, have a secret meeting, go back, and do it. Because remember, you have to prove your innocence in the Candace Owens world, not innocent or proven guilty. She says it, some random guy says it, who's a total kookball, and you just have to believe it. He's a special forces. Oh, really? Get ready. SV. So nobody cares about the actual tickets and all of it. It's all just lies. Oh, but Candace went further before she went on vacation. In the video, she says, you know, there was this Cabot Phillips that used to date her, and he was at the Daily Wire. So she thought she'd send Mr. Snow his picture to see maybe if he was there. And always willing to please, he said, yeah, he was there too. Now, he didn't remember Erica Trump. I keep saying Erica Trump. He didn't remember Erica Kirk being there. This whole thing's targeting Trump. He didn't remember Erica Kirk being there until he finally went on her show. And he said, I got a present for you, like a cat bringing you a mouse or a rat it killed. Erica Kirk was there 99%. Well, yes, sir, then he wrote, we believe you. They try to spin this thing that I said, maybe she's had a mental crash. Maybe that's why she's doing it. I was giving her a way out. They're saying, I can't debate the facts, so I said, maybe she's mentally ill. No, the facts are, you're a horrible lying witch. The facts are, you just draft in any kook you need to then say a congressman and all these other people and a widow are involved in a secret military base in a ridiculous meeting that would never happen in a real assassination if you study that stuff. So I said, God, I'll give you an out. Maybe you're crashing out. No, that's all code gaslighting. No, because she said, I can't face the facts. The facts that this congressman at 8 a.m. Arizona time, when the secret meeting's happening at 7:30 a.m., is in Congress on video and later in a roll call a few minutes later and an hour later in a vote and up at night there, and they go and look at him at night and say, look, he's there at night. He got, oh my God, they... How stupid do they think you are? So I have a responsibility to just go to full war. I'm going to start analyzing everything she's been saying, all the other claims. I'm revealing myself, yeah, as the guy that nails it. As the defender of the Republic. As the guy that literally, with my listeners, built the platform for Trump to get in. Yeah, you're right. I've revealed myself as a person of integrity. That will not just draft some innocent congressman who's in D.C. at the time. You say he's in secret meetings, plotting you know what. And then she just, oh, I just sent a photo of Cabot Phillips to see it. He's like, you're right, master. He was there too. I'm sure by tomorrow I was there. I'm probably the killer. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com. Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWars lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support for so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Alex Jones Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, dark journalism with massive breaking news takes over in 5 minutes. The War Room in about an hour with Harrison Smith. But here's my deal. I literally, lovingly, nicely went and looked at the Egyptian aircraft, looked at the data files, went and got them ourselves, had people I knew look at it, confirm what would have been out, and said, this isn't right. And then I got attacked by our surrogates. Then I went and looked at what was going on with Santa's congressman, and all these people are there, and Erica, Kirk, and all of it. And I'm like, this isn't right. And I get totally attacked. You're an Israeli. You're a scumbag. You don't want to investigate. When I'm the one breaking that Cashfield's covering up. And I have no doubt Israel could be involved. There's a lot of people that have motives here. But then I see them with timestamps at 2:45 saying, oh, look, he's there then. No, he's there at 11 a.m. on record. Didn't vote on some of the bills, so was into some of the roll calls. I mean, this is like an innocent person drafted in off the word of some kook who first put this out under a fake name, who claims he's in the Witness Protection Program and found Mexican tunnels, and Grok and all of them say that there's no evidence of that. And now we have the military investigation into him and his forms, and it's going to come out soon, next 3 days. But they'll move on to a new conspiracy. They'll move on to a new thing. They've already been saying, I'm threatening her and all this. I wish no harm against Candace Owens. I don't want to be in a fight with Candace Owens. But I'm not going to sit here and watch all this happen. Now, separately, you remember on September 16th and then on the 22nd, I said there's a cover-up at the White House with Cash Patel in a meeting with Tulsi Gabbard, and he said, I don't want you giving me any evidence of foreign or domestic involvement, which we knew there was because all these people bragging openly, they're going to be dead tomorrow. And no one wants to look at that. And the answer is flood the zone saying I work for Israel with a bunch of edited disinfo. This is an operation. I'm not sure who's running it, but I know the British run the NATO stay behind group. Obama moved over there to run his operations against America. That's even the mainstream news. Keir Starmer's fighting America, fighting Musk, fighting Trump. You got Candace married to this British lord, literally. And all this, and so if I had to, like, guess, like she does, just asking questions, you know, is this some MI6 operation to undermine Trump? I mean, I'm not saying that's happening. I'm just asking questions. I'm sure I could find some homeless person to come here and say they were at a base and saw Candace, you know, with the King of England planning it all. But I wouldn't make something up like that. And we can put the shoe on the other foot and say, Candace, now you answer the questions. We don't need to do that. We know the congressman was there at 11 a.m. on the feed. We know he flew in the day before. We knew he wasn't at that base. And now we have retired Delta Force operator Mike Glover talking about right after Kirk's killed, high-level CIA tells him what we've already confirmed. So we need to investigate what's going on. Here's a clip.
I don't even know if I should say it.
I think you should absolutely say it.
I think the entire thing stinks. And I could say this. The day after, I talked to a high-level CIA official. Very high. And he told me, I don't even know if I should say this.
I think you should absolutely say it.
He told me that the FBI is not cooperating with him. And he is trying to corroborate potential foreign influence and was getting blocked out of every opportunity to confirm or deny that. And it was written off as no foreign influence less than 48 hours in. And this guy has access to the President of the United States.
Hmm.
And so for that to be said from the guy and asking me if I had anybody that I knew on the inside to be able to get information because he wasn't allowed to access it, I'm like, why are you calling me? Tells me everything that I need to know.
There you go, folks. And we were the ones that first broke that, all confirmed. We know there's a cover-up. We want to know. Why are innocent congressmen being implicated? That's this info.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to AlexJonesApp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
It is great to be here with everyone, and what a deep, deep dive we're going to take after Alex took us to the brink with that reporting, a sensational three-hour block. And what's interesting is today I'm going to get into something about the Trump executive order that everyone missed, dealing directly with the UFO file and dismantling after 60 years now, this entire Space Council, which was the heart and the hardcore of all this. So this is going to be really hardcore. I am dark journalist Daniel List, and I go deep, deep, really dealing with the UFO file and its impact on advanced technology and the geopolitical wars, the things going on in the background. What we're seeing as the lead up for 2026 is actually quite fascinating, because what we're looking at is all of the positions that have been taken for the rollout of this advanced technology are coming in super hardcore for this period of 2026, the 250th anniversary of the United States. And there's going to be a lot let out in the middle of all that. I want to say that it was President Nixon back there when it was the 200th anniversary, who planned to run for a third term under the umbrella of this, UFO releasing the energy and everything that they were working on at Pine Gap, quite interestingly, in Australia. But as it turned out, he got booted in 1974 and didn't make it to the third term play for 1976. He was ousted in the middle of all that. And of course, if you know anything about the history, when you get into the presidents and the UFO file, the battle is there. And in the Trump presidency, it is palpable, probably more so than in any president since John F. Kennedy. Now, I will say this when we get back and look at Nixon, that he was trying a lot of the same things and relayed a lot of the information. One of the things that we came out with on the Dark Journalist Show was how Nixon and Trump had this long-standing relationship. And at the time when we let that out, all the major outlets and the, you know, kind of skeptical media and everything said, oh, no, they just had one letter exchange between them and that was it. Well, we went hardcore and proved it. And then the Nixon library let out some 300 letters of communication between these guys over 14 years. So Trump and Nixon, very, very tight. And Trump on the UFO file with Nixon and the background information is crucial to understanding when we're moving into this 2026 period. It is on the shoulders of these battles that have taken place in the past. And when we see something like what we've seen with, you know, Nixon, then Reagan, of course, the assassination of President Kennedy, moving us into these other eras, where we got real puppets like Clinton and Obama just towing the line when it came to the UFO file. Trump came out of the box early in 2016 and started to plan for the Space Force, which was the direct idea of pulling from that executive level the UFO file back underneath that umbrella of executive power, which was the goal of President John F. Kennedy. Now, it's interesting because when he announced Space Force in 2018, there was incredible pushback because they hadn't announced another military force in many, many years. And this was a whole bureaucracy and everything else he was setting up. And they were thinking, what is he getting at here, really? Well, it's quite fascinating because the Space Force was the kickoff to the situation that we're in now and gets us to the Trump executive order, which we will get into here. It is loaded with things reaping back all the way to the moon landing of 1969. It says we're going to go to the moon again in 2028. Of course, they've been promising this. The question is, what have they done with the 50 years in between the last manned moon mission? This is the problem. And when you get into it and you get into the technology around Apollo, none of the stuff seems to add up. This is exactly the kind of thing we need to answer when we look at this. And that's how we get into the secret space program, and that's been in development now some 53 years in the background. They have a public program, you know, stumbling around NASA, the battles that take place, and now SpaceX privatized, but really under all government contracts, setting up that space infrastructure, and of course denying UFOs and aliens or anything like that all the way through. Because they cannot be up there and admit that until the government has their whole act together in relation to this. What's quite fascinating when you get into the UFO file is the amount of secrecy and the layers and how high it reaches to the very top of the United States government, the Russian government, the Chinese government, and others. They all have their individual UFO file programs, and they are working on redeveloping that technology, which has been recovered over the course of at least 100 years. And remember, that's recovery, and they don't quite know in certain sectors and in certain compartmentalized functions of the government where it's coming from. There are groups in the government that do know exactly where it's coming from. Quite famously, the CIA director, Bobby Inman, in the 1980s, when he was acting director, said, "We know not only what the craft are, but who is inside piloting them." This is a gigantic pronouncement, and Inman went from there directly into artificial intelligence. So this is a guy who spent most of his life, you know, in that sector protecting the UFO file as part of the group I call X-Protect. And they've been moving that all the way through. So when you get a guy like that setting up all the AI that we have now, you've got a direct correlation and link between the UFO file and artificial intelligence that is never discussed anywhere. And this is what needs to be put on the table. How much did they get for artificial intelligence relating directly to the UFO file advanced technology program?
Now, it's quite interesting because I think in the public, you know, we've really come a certain way and we are getting very, very deep in terms of what can be done in exploring that whole question around the UFO file. So they have let out the kind of false versions of these things. But one of the major ones that they're doing, and I have it up now in my X feed at Dark Journalist, it is number two, and that is Steven Spielberg's Disclosure Day. This is a major effort by Spielberg, who's somebody who's been deeply, deeply on the Hollywood side connected with the UFO file and, you know, from Close Encounters of the Third Kind, all the different things, E.T. and all the rest of it. Close relationship with President Reagan at the time, and also a close relationship with the brother of Brian De Palma. And that this is an interesting side to all this. But Close Encounters set the tone and was an early version of this advanced, meeting of the minds in terms of disclosure. The aliens come and they come down and they come with this great promise. Now, this is very interesting because we have in that early version there, 1977, the president was Jimmy Carter, who said, I'm going to do all I can to get the UFO file out. No worries about it. And then when he got in there, his biggest block was the CIA director, George Bush the First. And it's quite interesting because this battle goes intricately into the very depths of the point of the governance system. And that's what needs to really come out in 2026 instead of the false version of UFO disclosure with the movies and Disclosure Day and all the rest of it. But they are pushing that hard, and make no mistake that Disclosure Day itself is a part of the same operation. Now, remember, this is Spielberg we're talking about, but his producer put out a documentary right around Thanksgiving of this year, and it was Age of Disclosure, which was a bunch of CIA spooks saying, oh, disclosure is ready and we're going to give it to you. That was James Clapper. That was Jim Semivan and the whole gang. Now, what's pretty interesting to me, those are the last people you would want to go to for any kind of UFO disclosure. Let's face it, they're not going to give the truth. They still haven't given the truth in the Kennedy assassination. That was some 63 odd years ago now. And you're going to find when you look into some of these historical cases, like the Trump presidency and his relationship with his uncle or with the JFK assassination, there's a huge aerospace mafia, for want of a better word, lingering in the air on this advanced technology question. No, they did not want President Kennedy to share the UFO file with the Russians. No, they did not want Trump communicating directly with the Russians over the UFO file. This is the crucial information that we need to keep in mind. When we see people, you know, hitting the ceiling when Trump gets together with Putin to talk about anything, we have to know where that is coming from. That's why the executive order is going to prove so, so interesting as we get into this. Today, it is the perfect time, just before we hit 2026, to get into what that is all about, how it relates to a secret space development infrastructure that's been going on in the skies above our heads for some 53 years since the last Apollo moon mission. And what we're going to be looking at with Artemis and the commands of the Trump presidency now with this executive order saying, we want this to happen, and we also want our involvement with the space station, with the Russians and all that, to end in 2030. Also quite major. So completely ignored executive order from the Trump administration. First, it says, let's get rid of the National Space Council. Gigantic. Space Council's been there 60 years. Then it says, we're going to the moon with Artemis in 2028. Then we're going to have a nuclear reactor-powered base by 2030. Well, these are pretty big promises. Nobody's been able to deliver on this unless it's all been going on in the background and we haven't had any word about it. That's when we start to get into the truth. That's when they start to talk about the gigantic currency moves. And that's when they start to say, oh, we can do everything on Bitcoin and we can run these AI centers, because they have a development in space that they believe is going to pay off. And so this gets us into the crucial things that have been happening. One of the things I want to point out is that the assassinations that we've been seeing are all related, and they have a long-standing history of being related to this advanced technology end of the spectrum. And the problem is, it's not well-known or well-understood. What we see in the public, for example, the Nino Lorero assassination, the MIT physicist and professor, this scientist now was working in a very delicate area around fusion and around plasma. This is somebody who was taken out now in Brookline, Massachusetts, which is not far from here. And I'll tell you, very strangely, it's just a strange coincidence of history, I guess, that this is only two blocks from where President Kennedy's childhood home was and where he was born. It's a strange location right there in the heart of everything. And Nino, from what I understand, was a very quiet guy, and he was a part of all these different groups. One of them was the Commonwealth Fusion Center. This is very important because as part of his role with MIT, he was also a contributing member to all of these other things. And the strange foreshadowing there of his death with the Brown shooter, which leaves everyone up in the air about how this guy got in there over at Brown, and then that very short drive up from Providence, Rhode Island to Brookline to assassinate this person who apparently had been an actual classmate back in the day. But there's a weird thing about that, of course. They wanted to float out the idea that, oh, well, you know, maybe the Brown shooter was jealous of Nino and he just had to go up there and shoot him. You have to understand the layers and the level around the advanced technology, the X technology, and the exotic technology hiding in these programs. So when we see assassins pull up out of nowhere who apparently seem to be completely out of their minds doing these shooting assassinations, that is a classic intelligence method for removing an obstacle and then having a story and a narrative to lay out ever after. Now, they know very well that the public over the years has become more and more sober in response to a number of these. But if the story is good enough, they can make it stick. And that's what they've done here. That's very interesting to note. If you're someone who's around or from New England, you're going to remember the story, for example, of the Boston bombing and the Marathon bombing that took place in 2013 here. Well, it's kind of interesting because just like the 9/11 players involved there, who came down from Maine and New Hampshire and went from Logan to hijack those planes, the Boston bombers also had this very strange thing where they shot an MIT, a person at MIT, and then that's what set off the big run around here, including deploying tanks in the heart of the city of Boston to find the culprits. And I remember it quite well because I was living here then and living here now. And one of the things I can tell you about that bombing, it's very strange. Again, there was a Kennedy tie-in, which is quite strange to me. It always has been. But at the same time all this was going on, there was a gigantic fire at the Kennedy Library in the heart of Boston. And everyone thought in the news reports at the time, oh, this is connected. It's part of the terrorism or whatever. And later they were like, no, no, it's just a fire. And they got that story out quick. Shortly after that, the Carlyle Group took over the Kennedy Library. So the whole thing was quite mysterious from beginning to end. But if you look at some of the patterns and the fingerprints and the steganography of this Brown shooter, you are going to see a lot of tie-overs directly to, for example, the Zarnov brothers in relation to the Boston Marathon bombing of 2013. And the whole thing about, you know, them driving up, renting cars, killing MIT personnel, you know, and then the whole chase of the FBI and everything else, very, very similar, of course, similar to the 9/11 parts too. And, you know, when they rent the cars in 9/11, when they get on the planes, they go into the cars eventually and they're like, oh, look, there's all this Muslim extremist material. How about that? So these things are planted very often in advance. And the tragedy, of course, we all have to absorb the terrible cost that's involved with all of it and keep that in mind, the human toll in all this. But we have to go deep and take a real dark journalism approach to see what is going on here. And if you follow the trail of this Brown shooter up to the border with New Hampshire and Massachusetts, this is a similar story. You're going to find there are all kinds of rumors about that Massachusetts-New Hampshire border when it comes to setting things up and putting these types of psyops in play. And you're going to find that with Muhammad Atta, for example, boarding a plane in Maine and landing in Logan. And just as he lands in Logan, the cameras, it turns out, aren't tracking that day. So there's a lot of tie-overs to how they do that. The story of him, the shooter in this case, the Brown shooter, being found at a storage center and having done himself in, and then the body just hangs out in the storage center for a couple of days, that seems very, very unlikely. The strange reaction of the FBI going up there and grabbing the director of the, as that whole thing was viral for a little while, there's a video clip going around X and everywhere else of this person who worked at the storage center. And she was like, yeah, they just grabbed the manager. They threw him on the ground and, you know, all guns drawn and freaked him out completely. And they wanted, they needed the whole thing for the cameras at that point. And in my opinion, what they were doing there with the Claudio Valente story is they were really trying to set up the whole track of he's on the run, the FBI got him. You remember that famous thing with Kash Patel when he's like, oh yeah, you know, after the Charlie Kirk shooting, a couple hours later, he goes up to the microphones and he's like, yeah, we got him, you know. No, you didn't get him because the way that it works in any of these cases is somebody is, you know, charged with something and you have to prove them guilty and all the rest. So the idea of Patel going up there and saying, we got him, just strange, I suppose. And you could call it, well, he's, you know, he hasn't been in the job that long. But for me, that was a little bit odd trying to close it up that quickly. There have been a number of questions hanging in the air. And I want to get into this about assassination, because we need to understand assassination in relation to these advanced technology programs. And I think the shooting of the MIT professor brings it home, because we have in the same month that this takes place, just to show us the things that are going on in the background. This actually took place a few days later. It was announced that Trump Media, you know, the president's media company, and I'm not tying Trump into the assassination. If you just follow the trail here, it's very mysterious. So Trump is making these moves to merge with this fusion company, TAE, formerly TriAlpha. And they have a lot of very unusual personnel, secretaries of energy, all kinds of government tieovers in this company. And I would say this, that is probably a very smart move, because there are dramatic moves in relation to fusion. I also think when they roll out the UFO technology, they might do it directly under the banner of this umbrella of nuclear fusion and just say, you know, this is how we're going to play it off. But it's actually a totally different thing that they still need to keep hidden, because the physicist Robert Sarbarker came out and told us at some point in the 1980s, he said, look, you know, I worked in these UFO programs. The UFO file is a higher secret than the atomic bomb. It's higher than nuclear secrecy. There's a reason for that. And that gets us into all the different things going on with the types of physics and the so-called Apothium program and the effect of the Apothium, which is a reality distortion field whenever they get around this advanced technology directly from the UFO file. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. And the kind of cartoonish way the UFO field is out there now doesn't have anything to do with it. The News Nations and all that kind of thing. You know, Fox News does a UFO cartoon act. I mean, this is not the real thing. We need really hardcore examination of this topic. That's what we can get. And this is where things can really go if we have the courage to break down the information through the lens of the exotic technology retrieved directly out of these programs. And when you've seen those fights go back and forth, get a little hint, a little strange hint. One of the weird things I wanted to say about the TAE merger is that one of the people on the board is actually named John Mack. Now, this is a happenstance of history, and yet John Mack was the leading professor at Harvard who died very mysteriously revealing the UFO file. And Mack is somebody I was acquainted with. I met him actually, I was 19 years old, and he was taking a lot of flack at the time, 2005 or so. And what was happening was Time Magazine and all these other people were saying, well, this guy, he's reading alien abduction and the UFO file like it's real. Let's take away his tenure at Harvard and all the rest. Well, he triumphed and, you know, put out all these books relating to the abduction experience and the UFO file. And he was really going somewhere with this. Goes over to the UK to give some lectures and is found dead, apparently the victim of hit and run. But Mack was somebody who already had a very heavy, heavy footprint in that UFO field, was already bringing a lot forward. And before he even got into UFOs, his FBI file was thick because this guy was a real mover and a shaker. They didn't want somebody like that around the UFO file. And it's very odd to me that one of the main guys on the board of TAE just happens to have that name. It does happen, you know, but it's one of those steganography pieces. If you get into what we do here with dark journalism reporting, steganography is a big, big deal. And what I want to point out when we get to Trump in the next section is Trump's moves now for this moon program have a lot of difficulties, because if his guy's not there in 2028 to take over and pick up the slack in 2028, supposedly it's J.D. Vance, although I've heard in the background it may very well be somebody else. Vance has no space footprint, oddly enough, and he did not become the head of the Space Council because it's being dismantled. So that thing is just fraying off. And Trump, in the executive order, which only came out 4 days ago, and I'll give you the number here real quick, 14369. I'm going to get into exactly what that means and how Vance is going to be involved. Hang in there, and we'll be back here shortly with the Alex Jones Show and all of the mysteries involved.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionists on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. But now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rated. 5 milligrams of this a day. Bottom line, this is tasty, it's delicious, it's good for you, it helps children, it helps middle-aged people, and it really helps old people. If you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best. Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Hey Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
We have a new product in at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, you've been asking for DNA Force, but we brought it back, but even stronger. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want stamina, energy, clarity, with no letdown, and incredible health, this is it. Ultra DNA Revival. And it's key to understand that all of the ingredients in this are organically derived. You can buy synthetic versions that don't work as good. In some cases, can be toxic for maybe 10% of the price. But despite the fact this has top-end ingredients, it's still very, very affordable. Now, you can go spend a day, and I hope you do, at thealexmatour.com, looking at the ingredients that are in this and then looking at how they're organically derived and how each ingredient itself is a game changer for you and your family. So if you want to boost your clarity, your focus, your energy, your immune system, your overall health, this is the product for you. And the first run is now available right now at thealexshowstore.com.
Now, back to our program.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And we have another thing for you today. Deep, deep, deep now on the UFO file and its relationship to geopolitics, the Space Force, the executive orders, the moon landing, Artemis. It's all here and it's all waiting for us. And part of the kickoff to this 2026 piece, of course, as I mentioned, is the Steven Spielberg Disclosure Day trailer. Spielberg, as we mentioned, has this history of the disclosure mantle directly from Washington, D.C. to Hollywood. In this case, with Disclosure Day, I want to say that I think it's particularly significant that he is coming almost out of retirement to do this, and they are doing a big build-up, so much so that we're getting the trailers and everything. This thing is going live in June of 2026, so that's a pretty big lead-up. All will be disclosed according to the trailer, and there's this bird falcon in the middle of it. If you know anything about the UFO background, you're going to find this group, the Aviary, which is the bird group, and they have different designations of different types of birds. That's the very top in the Aviary. So the big secret there inside the intel agencies of this Disclosure Day. I'm going to play the trailer here, if we can play that out, and it's about 90 seconds. I'm going to come back and give you a breakdown of what is going on here and what they're trying to do, what they're trying to portray with basically the alien channeling directly through this weather girl and all the strangeness as that's about to hit. One of the other things I would say,
if you found out we weren't alone, if someone showed you, proved it to you, would that frighten you?
Good morning, Kansas City. Let's take a look at today. Today's
to know the truth. It belongs to 7 billion people.
What is it?
You won't believe me if I told you. So I'm going to show you.
What are you going to do?
Full disclosure to the whole world. All at once.
People keep wondering. Encountering the unknown.
They're coming! They're coming!
They are starved for the truth.
Do you think there could be others? Why would he make such a vast universe? Yet save it only for us.
Oh. And the birds are not what they seem, apparently, in the Day of Disclosure, or Disclosure Day, as it's called. They keep playing with that title, by the way. And they've had a lot of CIA, NGA, NRO advisors on it. It was shot in New Jersey, and it was shot during the drone swarms. Now, I wonder if they weren't just staging the swarms to see what was going on the ground there. And that's a story that we've kept an eye on. Of course, the whole thing about the sky event and how it's going to be the sky event that gives us the UFO threat emergency that will trigger this continuity of government event and emergency powers and all the rest of it is a hallmark in the kind of reporting that I do. But it goes back to the COG part goes back to a professor named Professor Peter Dale Scott out there in Berkeley. And I'll tell you what's interesting about it is, you know, when you get really into this aspect of it, there's no right, there's no left, because Professor Scott, you know, is a left coast professor, but he knows all about, you know, the assassinations and the government machinations around these things. I've included the UFO angle with COG because the same thing they did for the secrecy in space is just a reverse, and it's taking that underground program and flipping it up. And what they're doing with Disclosure Day, though, I think is quite fascinating because they're hearkening back. You might have heard a lot of those clicks as she's about to go into this different speech. This is something that actually took place supposedly when the first Secretary of Defense, James Forrestal, a very close friend of President Kennedy, fellow Catholic, and you know, this guy was a real mover and a shaker, had been the head of the Navy, and he became the first defense secretary. He was the one among that majestic group who went in and saw the crashed craft and the bodies and all that. But supposedly he had developed a kind of telepathic link here. And this is very interesting because he started to shake and speak. And that whole thing about, you know, he was basically channeling the beings that he was looking at. And he was the only one who could communicate and all the rest of it. And he said after that, he went into these meetings with Truman and others and said, oh, we can't keep this. You know, these are basically like they're from somewhere else. Obviously, they have advanced craft. What's going on here? You're going to have to share this. Now, a year later, he's unceremoniously dumped out of a window at Bethesda Naval Hospital. There's a reason for that. And it's another reason, which is President Kennedy, before he goes to make his moon speech, the thing that he does is he goes up to that gravesite of Forrestal, and he makes sure that the White House photographers are there to capture that moment, because he is showing us the crisscross between you know, these things in history, because eventually all these presidents know that this is going to come out, and they want their roles documented all the way from, you know, Nixon, Trump, Truman, and all the rest. But Forrestal was very key, and I think it's interesting with Spielberg picking up on this theme and using this, you know, Weather Girl getting this whole channeling thing from an alien. So they have not, you know, they've really been pushing the UFO threat side. This is really the side they want to come in on. That is the heavy there inside the intelligence agencies, the National Reconnaissance Office, those groups, the honeycombing of these different groups by the Central Intelligence Agency. They are deeply, deeply ready to launch the UFO threat piece. And that's why you're seeing the drone swarms. That's why you're seeing Palmer Luckey of Anduril, you know, walking around there and saying, oh yeah, don't you know, UFOs, they're from the past. They're projecting from the past. And, you know, they're coming here. And as soon as we catch up to UFOs, it's going to be a whole different kind of energy source. Well, this is very interesting because it's the reverse inflection of what UFO investigators have said the reason for hiding the UFO file was in the first place, and that it ends the oil monopoly and it ends that whole thing. So you couldn't have Rockefellers and all those people in charge. Exxon wouldn't mean anything if you just had this quote-unquote free energy. Well, there's no question that they are studying an entirely different order of energy, and it has directly to do with this fusion. It has directly to do with plasma, which is what this scientist was assassinated over. This is not a dispute or a jealous guy there coming out of Brown and shooting up this MIT professor. This is a major move again. And again, I want to acknowledge the tragedy and the cost on the families. I'm not insensitive to those things. I just think to get to the root of the story is to get to what were these people working on. And you will find any good free energy scientist and researcher will go back there and see over and over and over again, we are looking at an assassination program, an intimidation program involved with these advanced technologies in the UFO file. And you see with the X-Protect group, you keep the subject of the UFO file under guard, misdirected, no matter what. And if somebody gets in your way on a presidential level, like President Kennedy did in 1963, they set the tone there, the first deep state revolt against the White House. The UFO file is the core reason that they eliminated President Kennedy, because he was the one who was saying, I'm going to share this with the Russians. That's crucial. It's left out of the history books. But we're telling you that here now, not for any sensationalist reason, but to understand that link exists. And in many ways, in the presence of RFK Jr. and the Trump administration, that echo is there. Trump is always connecting his name to the Kennedy name. Look at the Kennedy Center. He does all these overhauls in the Kennedy Center, and he's like, put my name right next to Kennedy's. And everyone's like, this is ridiculous, egotistical nonsense. And you could say, well, yeah, that's kind of true in a way. But also, he is, again, aligning himself over and over again in that public way directly with this. Now, I would also say that Trump faced his own season of assassination there in the summer of 2024, where it seems like everyone was taking a shot at him. Those, the motivations of those assassins are still very, very in dispute. Thomas Crooks was, you know, dealt with, cremated and gone before anybody really knew anything about him. And, you know, the other one seemed to have all these strange connections to Ukraine and all the rest of it. He's trying to shoot him at a golf course. And then also we know that in December, as president-elect now, Trump was going and running around here doing these events, and he made sure that he had the drone busters on top taking down anything that was overhead. These are major moves. That is basically two civilizations clashing. And, you know, we talk a lot about the breakaway civilization. The X technology is in the heart of this. We need to understand that these factions are going at each other, and somebody's going to come out the winner. So Trump is thinking, if I stack the deck, if I move everything into space, if I spend all the money now, then our guy gets in 2028 and I'm gold. Well, I'm telling you, they've got real surprises on the other side, you know. And the idea that there's a whole Republican blowout and Republican control of all these things is very, very short-sighted, because there are only a few differences in terms of the seats in Congress right now. It's absurd. You know, that could flip automatically. And by the time you get to 2028, Lord knows what they'll be pulling to put a Gavin Newsom or Kamala too in there. And I don't want to give you nightmares before Christmas, but those things are very, very close. So we have to be careful with the moves around the space part to make sure it goes through Congress and gets codified and all the rest of it. It's not just an executive order and then that gets scrapped by the next guy who comes in and reinstalls this aspect. Now, Trump bringing a lot of transparency, but he's holding his cards tight on the UFO file. What they tried to do with Age of Disclosure and all the spooks coming out was to force this meme online, Trump disclose, it'll make you historic, it'll make you this, it'll make you that. But Trump knows when he's playing with this all the way back to his uncle, John Trump, who is deeply, deeply now vested and involved in the UFO file through MIT. Again, MIT shows up in the heart, the very heart of this. And that's Vannevar Bush, who was heading up the UFO program. But if you study this, and this is what we brought out, his protege was John Trump. And so you have to understand, when Trump sits down at the table, they know that. And by the way, this medal that they gave to John Trump at the end of his life, President Reagan gave to him, that's the same medal now that they gave to Nina Loureiro as well. So we need to keep that in mind when we go forward here, that these people are at a very high scientific level, and the scientists' assassinations in other countries like Iran or Russia or whatever, they're very obvious. They're like, oh yeah, they took out the Iranian nuclear scientist. You know, Israel has a whole assassin team just set up to do that, as we know. But when it happens over here, it's like, huh? Who did that? Oh, some guy who was jealous of him in school. So we need to kind of keep a much more clear eye when it comes to these things. One of the things I want to point out is that the continuity of government combination with this secret space program, reality and the combination of those two form a completely separate parallel structure to the governing structure. And many of the problems that we have in the public sphere now are because those two aren't acknowledged. And they're gone at now. One of the things that you see a lot of these podcast shows that sort of pretend to go after these facts, and I call them the pop click podcasts, but they're not getting to the deep stuff. So it's kind of like the entertainment version of the whole thing. And that doesn't get us any closer, unfortunately. And you're getting, you know, the incredible money being poured into that. And it, if you study it, as I have, even Fortune Magazine, the Wall Street Journal, and other places will review where that money is coming from. And it's all the same forces that were funding the mainstream media. So the corporate mainstream media has now moved into that independent media, which is why, you know, something like Alex's show here, he's an architect of the independent media. And the work that you do that's independent on this side becomes then very crucial in identifying where it's just a money trough by these groups trying to move certain memes into the public. You know, UFO threat on one side and, you know, divisions, racial divisions, religious divisions, whatever it happens to be. That's where you can really spot what's going on. But the assassination aspect, if you can study it, and you can go through any of the major assassinations, you can even go through assassinations of media figures or entertainment figures, because the thread and the trail runs through this. And the assassination piece, you know, there have been a lot of questions about what's going on with all these assassinations, the Hollywood director Reiner and his son and all these different things that happened. There are seasons and waves of these things, and they're set up in the background far, far in advance. When you study those waves, it becomes uncanny what takes place out of them. You know, many people who studied the Kennedy assassination back in the day were amazed whenever there was a committee that investigated this, all the witnesses around it would end up dead. And when they would, you know, run it through and have an actuary give them the description of this, the odds on it would be 100,000 trillion to one that all those witnesses were at the scene of that assassination. They cannot leave good witnesses in the public. So this has to be understood the way that those programs work. And the programs go high tech, they go low tech, but they are historic and they represent defining moments. They are the deep events that define our history, and they cause policy changes. And when those policy changes kick in, the group that causes the entire assassination, that causes the event, the 9/11, COVID, you know, the financial coup d'etat of 2008, those forces retreat into the background again, and people are left walking around. What happened here? What was it that took place? And the Kennedy assassination is a fantastic template for this in history, because it's never actually been solved. That's the problem. And the government's official line on it, even letting out the records that they had, you know, it's all whitewash. They had a number of committees. They're like, we're going to get to the bottom of it this year, 2025 task force. Here we go. And guess what? You got some records out and that was it. They didn't do anything. Their investigations were lightweight milquetoast, just like they were designed to be. But they could always say, hey, we're doing something. We're all for transparency. And this is where the nature of the problem is. But if you look at the assassinations dealing from the 1960s and through taking out certain presidents that weren't assassinated, like Nixon and others, and this trouble with Trump, there's always an aerospace piece in the background. And with President Kennedy, it was what he wanted NASA to be, a completely transparent, non-war, non-defense, non-attack piece. And with his brother, of course, assassinated literally by an employee of Lockheed Martin's Skunk Works, which was the most elite UFO redevelopment group on the planet at that time. And that was Eugene Thien Caesar. They grabbed Sirhan, they put him, you know, mind control guy. Hey, you were shooting this gun. Look at you. You know, you hate Bobby Kennedy's policies for arming Israel against the Palestinians. Isn't that right? And he doesn't remember anything. So this is the program. They lay out the mind control program. And so we understand it looking back over the course of 50 years. But, you know, you can't wait in an environment like this. You can't wait 50 years to figure out, oh, they have a secret space program. Oh, they're launching a UFO threat. Oh, the continuity of government is going to get launched. And, you know, it is a lot to deal with. But if you put it into a transparency label, they can't really have a good position to deny it with, because the facts are there over and over again. I mean, even the Kennedy assassination, there's no really a reason to have debates about that anymore. You know, it was a very skilled team that was there to remove him, and they called him a national security threat inside because he wanted to share the UFO file, their biggest secret. That's what we need to get to. Trump, again, he's working outside of what they want to do with this advanced technology piece. He was the one they were like, let's have an assassination program for him in the summer and take him out. They weren't able to do it by a hair's breadth. They weren't able to do it. And now he's in and he knows. So that you have that face off by the groups inside. Where I would say this is going, though, it's very instructive, I think, when we look at what Spielberg is doing. One of the things, there's an exhibit I wanted to show here. Let's see. We have, I think it is exhibit 4, but I'll double check. And it is the actual announcement here. Get to this real quick. So it is exhibit number 4, which is ensuring America's space superiority. This is the executive order that I've been reading from. I took a glancing blow at this today. I've been studying it all week because it just came out 4 days ago. And I've tried to relay some of that here, literally in the show this afternoon. But what I will say hidden in this space order, which was largely ignored, like I said, is the directive, one, to get out of the International Space Station, which is huge, and the destruction of the Space Council, the dismantling of the Space Council. So apparently, in my opinion, Trump has located that it's honeycombed somehow with the X-Protect group, and that that's part of the problem for getting the UFO file back under presidential control. I do not think you're going to see Trump up there saying there are UFOs and things of this nature. Trump is playing those cards very, very closely, but he hints at it over and over again. There's an advanced technology. We're playing with it. But part of the things that you see that don't make sense, we're putting nuclear reactors on the moon to get to Mars. Look, I'm going to tell you this. They had a program in 1966, which was Wernher von Braun talking and saying, look, you know, to Gordon Cooper, you're going to lead this mission to Mars. We have it all set up. You know, the stuff that we have set on the moon, you're just going to leapfrog over to Mars. And in his own biography, you can read it and weep. He says, well, they set me up to do this. It never happened. What's going on there? Well, they had the program set up, and it was definitely slated there in 66. That's one. Then there's another one that goes, is set to go to Mars in 1981. He's hearing that in the background. They have that whole thing set up. Where did that one go? So they've already been there. This is the problem with what they're talking about. The idea of, you know, Elon Musk saying that we can make a civilization there and all the rest. You know, you have to be careful not to believe the hype. They're not even telling us about the UFO file yet. Let's deal with that on Earth and get that so we can get the real truth about we've already had boots on the ground. We've already had the things in there with the astronauts going to Mars. The evidence speaks to an extensive exploration that's already taken place, but not that it's very habitable, but that we have been out there and we have seen things. Part of the problem may be that they've seen ruins on Mars. This has been rumored. We have seen people who are very high ranking come forward and say, well, my job was to erase this out of the NASA pictures that came out later. A lot of people in the 70s and 80s remember, oh, there were all these pictures of strange structures on Mars and the moon. And by the time you look at the same thing in the 2000s, they're all gone. There's a reason for that. There's a program there. You know, it's double plus good to get rid of that stuff. And we need to keep that in mind when we see these things. Now, if you're going to get to the root of what's happening in relation to these programs, what you're going to need is transparency from the people who have been involved with these groups. Another move that you see going on in December is the guy who was heading up Radiance Technologies stepping down. And this guy says, oh, I'm a UFO whistleblower. I was part of the UAP task force. And he, in fact, was part of the government and part of this corporation. Jay Stratton is the guy's name. You want to keep an eye on people like that and the moves and the things that they do, because it tells you a lot about maybe some of the risks that are involved and some of the co-opting that goes on in people who have actually been involved with the UFO file. Now, I've talked to those whistleblowers myself, and, you know, it seems to me that they're under intense, intense control. And when I've spoken to them in the background, I've said, just come out with your information. You can come out on my program, you know, unfiltered, unedited. Let's go. And they say, you don't understand. I can't do that. You know, so-and-so from the Defense Department, this DOD billionaire won't let me do it. So the people that you're being fed on this subject are not real whistleblowers. They have agents. They have layers and layers of how they present these things. But the moves that we can see and we can appreciate going into 2026 is a major reveal around the UFO file is coming. It has been great to be here with you this afternoon. Go to darkjournalist.com and watch us on the X series now, 8 p.m. on Fridays. We will see you very, very soon. And Alex, thank you. Have a great week and a great holiday. We'll talk to you soon.
I am making this historic announcement on Friday, December 12, 2025. The future of InfoWars hangs in the balance. It is in your hands. They're having a state auction in January next year in about a month, but we don't even have the money for payroll or for satellites or for bandwidth. We've got this next shot to survive, but if we don't get the funds in, we shut down. So we're selling three emergency limited edition posters at InfoWarsStore.com right now that are critical to us staying on the air. I want to encourage you to go now to get I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones poster, and two others, Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West, Iconic Crusades. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com to get one or more of these iconic posters, limited edition. We cannot do it without you. I have fired the bat signal. Take action now if you want to stand with us in this fight at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you for your support. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone that is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to the AlexJonesStore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at the AlexJonesStore.com for 50% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.